This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50, off to the races. Gets a block, makes a man miss, reverses his field. 30, 25, 20, gone! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score, too, with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Noddy, offensive backfield, look at him go to work. Outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Noddy.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14, nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't.
Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3:11, 3:10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That is impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.99999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
On another beautiful night for high school football here at Fort Loramie, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Splendid evening, blue sky overhead, sun setting to the west, light breeze out of the north, no chance of rain. Redskins take on Columbus Academy for the second straight week. Fort Loramie tries to avenge a setback 1 year ago. Last Friday night, Fort Loramie clobbered Eden 42-0. Eden nipped the Redskins in 2021 by a 42-7, my mistake. A year ago, Eden nipped the Redskins by a score of 24-21 in Northwest Ohio. Last year, tonight's opponent, Columbus Academy, down Fort Loramie with a late two-point conversion, 29-28. And the Redskins are hoping to make amends tonight against Columbus Academy, a Division V program, which year in, year out, wins seven or eight games. Not this year, 1-4, an anomaly of sorts, but it is a dangerous team that likes to run the football. Much different opponent than we saw 1 week ago, Chuck.
Now, last week we saw a college team type offense, five spread across. Twice they had a running back there with the quarterback the entire game. And this is going to be more like a typical offense. So, you know, Loramie really, really played well last week.
Oh, sure did. As Redskins head coach Spencer Wells noted, the blowout of Eden represented Fort Loramie's peak performance of the season so far. No question about it. But he knows Academy offers a contrasting challenge here tonight, a potentially powerful running attack which has the capability to control the football. For one thing, tonight's visitors have a hammer, an offensive running back, 5'11", 200-pound senior, Jake Kolodny. Now, he's got the build and running prowess similar to Mason Hackett of Newark Catholic, who has torched the Redskins 2 years in a row. Redskins defensive front excelled last week. It's got to do the same here tonight to slow down Kolodny and get Fort Loramie's defense off the field on third down.
No doubt. And last week they had a heck of a pass rush because they didn't really have to worry about the run. This week, you know, they're not going to be able to put quite the years back and go at him like they did last week. But they got to plug the holes. They got to keep him from getting 4, 5, 6 yards on first down.
Yep. To enhance the Academy rushing scheme, 8-year head coach Robin Miller occasionally employs two tight ends, often two running backs. So this is an entirely different, a unique opponent in Columbus Academy here tonight. Defensively, perhaps the best front six that Fort Loramie's seen all year. The four down linemen, the two linebackers are stellar. They play a 4-2-5. Flash two safeties deep among the five defensive backs and will be in coverage against Fort Loramie's outstanding receivers. How about the running game for Fort Loramie? It performed quite nicely last week. Will Holland is now pounding for over 5 yards per carry on the year, nearly 75 a game. Logan Eilerman climbed the ladder for three more touchdown passes last week, increasing his reception total to 44 on the campaign. And quarterback Caleb Maurer has zipped the football for nearly 1,600 yards in six contests, and he is throwing at a 64% accuracy clip. At the high school level, Chuck, that is brilliant.
It is brilliant, and he's got a tight end in Ratterman. He's got the best wide receiver in the area in Eilerman, and I mean those two young men, and that's why they're going to need the two safeties tonight because Loramie likes to throw the ball in the seam, and they're going to be able to throw underneath is what they're going to have to do tonight, and then run with it.
On defense for Fort Loramie, Calvin Hoying, Isaac Ratterman, Nate Berger have flattened ball carriers for a combined total of 113 tackles. Redskins really gelling on the defensive side of the ball. So many thanks to our great standout sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GOFFENA, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts and service. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Obviously, five-year head coach Spencer Wells at Fort Loramie, mighty pleased with last week's performance. Redskins need an encore here tonight against Columbus Academy.
It was our best football up to this point, and you know, there's definitely things that we got to clean up. But one of the things that we were talking about on defense is we've got to get more sacks, we got to get more turnovers, and we had four picks, we had multiple sacks, we had multiple pressures throughout the night. So the defense really stepped up. Special teams, our kickoff coverage was very sound. You know, they weren't able to really bust one on us. We had good special teams throughout the night, and then offensively, yeah, we had the interception to start, but we didn't have to punt again. We were able to finish drives, and you know, Caleb made a lot of big plays in the pass game, but we also averaged about 8.5 per rush. So that was something that we haven't had lately, and it was really good to see.
Yeah, the run game was outstanding, and yeah, the passing game helped set it up, but your offensive line really clicked as a unit.
Yes, and that's what you just said, as a unit. You know, we've been talking a lot about that, is we got to get all five guys on the same page, because too often it's been four of the five, and you know, we missed that one critical block, and we're not getting anywhere with it. So we had much more consistency. I think it really all starts with their communication. You could tell that they did a great job with that, because at times they were switching to from their bare front to an even front, and so that from a five man to a four man front, which requires us to really communicate our double teams, and it changes our blocking scheme. And they weren't really consistent with how they were doing that. They were just mixing it up every now and then, and so we had some key runs on actually some pretty difficult looks, but our guys communicated it, they adjusted, and they picked it up well, so it's a credit to them.
Your defense answered the call. You preached all week for takeaways. We've got to take the ball away more, and you intercepted a quarterback who had not thrown a pick all year in 160 throws. How about that?
Yeah, no, very proud of those guys. You know, they've been working to get better, and you know, what a great game. I heard it was the first time in 20 games that Eden has not scored at least 20 points. So, you know, you go up against an offense like that that throws a lot at you, and our defense did an excellent job. We gave up the one late when we had some subs in, but really proud of that effort on that side of the ball.
That catch radius for Logan Eilerman might be from sideline to sideline.
I tell you, we are so spoiled with him. And he, you know, one of the things that we're doing with him lately is putting him in the slot. So we've never done that before up until this year, and really the past 3-4 weeks. And he's done a really good job. It really, when we put him in the slot, it prevents them from double teaming him. And so when we had him in the slot this week, he was matched up on a linebacker, and you know, that's a really tough matchup for any linebacker. We were able to get over top of him, but I also think Caleb does a nice job of just taking what the defense gives him. I mean, it's easy to maybe focus on Logan, but he's done a really good job throwing it to Isaac and throwing it to Christian McGee. Had 7 catches last week, which was great to see. Ethan Kaiser. So I think the more that he can just take what they give him and not lock onto a guy, then the stronger we're going to be in the pass game.
Hey, and Christian McGee returning kickoffs, you found something pretty special there.
Yeah, you know, it started the previous week with Dunbar, and it continued last week, which is a positive. And you can see he's running with a lot of confidence back there. We're blocking much better for him, which makes it pretty easy to run with some confidence, and that's been huge. I mean, anytime, you know, we feel pretty strongly about our offense. You know, we're pretty bullish with how we feel about that side, and if we can give ourselves good field position, then we feel like it's going to be a pretty tough out for a defense. You know, if we got to start inside our 25, inside our 20, you know, maybe we'll break. But I think that, you know, the special teams, the kickoff return unit has really been huge for us the last few weeks, and we need it this week as well.
Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells, our guest before tonight's game between the Redskins and Columbus Academy, which is a Division 5 club. You certainly don't expect a 42-7 blowout this week. Academy won a thriller in Columbus last year over Fort Loramie. Loramie. Extremely well coached. It's a club which will go down fighting very hard.
Tell you what, you said it. They're extremely well coached. They're going to compete. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I think their defensive line is probably the best we've seen all season.
Okay.
They've got some really nice linebackers. They've got skill across the board. And we told the guys earlier this week that their record's pretty meaningless at this point because Columbus Academy can play some football. And I really compared it to last year when we were going into Week 10 against a LCC team that might have only lost one game up to that point. And if they turned the film on of us, they might have saw a 3-6 record, but once they watched the film, that we were much better than that, and we were able to pull off a win there. So I think if you fall in love with their record, then they're going to surprise you, and they're a very dangerous team because they're, like you said, they are very, very well coached.
And in great contrast to Eden, this team Academy will pound. They'll hammer the run game right down your throat.
That's their identity, man. You just said it. I mean, they want to run the football, and that anytime that you face a team that really wants to challenge you in the run game, I mean that's a tough one, because I know our philosophy defensively has always been, I'd rather face a team that's going to sling it all over the yard than run it down your throat, because if they're slinging it all over the yard, there's some maybe easier adjustments you can make to where if they're just overpowering you, it kind of is what it is. So that's going to be a challenge from the get-go. We've got to set the tone, defensive line, defensive front seven, to make sure that we are bringing it to them and not taking it on the chin. So that'll be a big matchup for us.
Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells, his Redskins sit fourth in the Southwest region of Division 7, according to the computer. Springfield Catholic Central first, Ansonia second, New Bremen third. Minster, by the way, is seventh. Tonight's opponent for Fort Loramie, Columbus Academy, is out of the picture at the moment, 18th in the Central Southeast Ohio region of D5. But as head coach Wells noted, Academy is dangerous. Head coach is Robin Miller of the Vikings. He's been there 8 years. His teams have beaten Newark Catholic 3 of the last 5 outings. Beat Harvest Prep 20-10 2 years ago. It's a program with great tradition, especially during Miller's tenure of 8 years. Coach Miller cut his teeth, you might say, under Randy Boffman, 47-year head coach at Licking Valley. He was the defensive assistant for Coach Boffman. And Miller says his team is ready to go, looking for a big upset on the road here at Fort Loramie tonight.
Randy Boffman is a hero of mine. Almost everything. I certainly cut my teeth there. He's a Hall of Famer. He's won, got to be coming up on 350 games, and he was just so good to me as an up-and-coming coach, teaching me so much from scheme-wise to program management, planning, motivation, everything. He was, still is, kind of an idol to me and almost a father figure as well, and just a phenomenal person and a phenomenal coach to learn under.
And this is year number 8 for you at Columbus Academy. Talk about your philosophy, your approach to teaching and coaching high school football.
I mean, it's the best. It's high school football is absolutely the best, and it's such a great avenue to reach our young people and give them the tools they'll need in life and working together and overcoming success and all the cliches. But it's just so fun to come to work with these kids, and we spend a lot of time talking about, the value of family and teamwork and not letting your teammates down and hard work. And if we, take care of the details, the big picture kind of takes care of themselves.
Highlight the blend of run versus pass here at Columbus Academy. And your schemes, offensively, defensively, what do the spectators see from the stands when they watch Columbus Academy High School football?
We always try to have balance, run, pass, but at the same time, we of course need to highlight our kids and their skill sets and what they do well. So on offense, we're primarily a spread team, but we'll get into two back stuff. We'll get into 12 personnel stuff. We love tight ends and the versatility they can bring and the problems they can present a defense with, both in alignment, run game, pass game wise. But we just try to put the ball in the playmakers' hands and do anything that'll give our team a chance to have success.
Your personnel, offensively, skilled players, outstanding running back in Mr. Kolodny. He does a lot of everything for you.
He does. He's one of our top receivers out of the backfield. He's an unbelievably tough runner. Very, very rarely does he go down on the first hit. And when he does go down, it's always falling forward. It's always trying to churn. His legs are constantly moving. He's thick. He's solid. He's trying to churn out a few extra yards. And he's just tough as nails. He's been ready to go. He sat behind two players who graduated this past year, but they were basically three-year starters, and he was every bit as capable. They were just a little bit older, and he's ready to go, and he's earned this chance.
Jenkins and Alpert, two excellent receivers.
Sure. EJ's been electric for us. When the ball's in his hands and offense, defense, return game, we've got ourselves a good chance. He can play any spot on offense. And then Justin Alpert's been a revelation for us in the slot this year. He just understands the passing game so well. He understands defenses and windows and how these different coverages are trying to attack us and how our concepts match up against them. He always gets friendly with the quarterback, and then he's surprisingly elusive after the catch with the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm. Robin Miller, 8 years, head coach, Columbus Academy, our guest before tonight's game between Academy and Fort Loramie. Your season to date, I know 1-4, didn't play the Newark Catholic game. Last year, you beat Fort Loramie, had an outstanding season, won a couple games in the playoffs. Put this year into context and perspective.
We're certainly not having the results, you know, on the scoreboard that we are hoping for and that we're working for, but our kids are a tremendous group of kids. They're super enjoyable to work with. They work their tails off, and they just, again, even though we're not getting the results we want, they continue to show up the next day ready to get back to work, ready to right this ship. There's a lot of pride in this group, and we're going to keep working and keep fighting until we can get this right.
An offensive line, who excels for you? Leading tacklers on the defensive side of the ball.
Up front, we're certainly led by two of our seniors there. Miles Friedman is a three-year starter at center, and then Harold Hacker is a two-year starter. He was right tackle last year, left tackle this year. They're super important to what we do. Nick Tiberi is a junior guard, and he's been super, super consistent for us. And then on the defensive side, Harold Hacker is an inside linebacker, and he's got to be top one or top two tacklers for us. He's just all over the place. He's a rugby player. He loves contact, and definitely kind of our passionate, fiery leader as well.
And you're already familiar with Fort Loramie, having played the Redskins 1 year ago at Columbus Academy.
Yeah, that was a great matchup. They're a super talented team, extremely disciplined, very well coached, and they're very multiple, which is tough to prepare for. They got a two-back running game that they can kind of hammer some people. They got thick, solid kids and hard runners. They can also spread you out and go, you know, spread or even empty and chuck it all over the field. That quarterback's unreal. They got those tall receivers. Number two, the H-back is all over the place, and he's super involved in everything they do. They got just weapons everywhere, and they're a very, very dangerous team.
That's head coach Robin Miller of Columbus Academy singing the praises of his opponent tonight, the home-standing Fort Loramie Redskins. By the way, Jake Kolodny, the feature running back for Columbus Academy, 80 yards per game on the ground, another 25 receiving through the air. We'll take a two-minute radio station break. Beautiful night for high school football. About 5 or 6 minutes away from the opening kickoff, Fort Loramie, Division 7 against D5 Columbus Academy. Here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Fort Loramie High School. Several minutes away from the opening boot to start the contest between the Redskins and visiting Columbus Academy. Some of you have probably heard of Drew Pasteur. He is the chairman of the Math and Computational Sciences Department at the College of Worcester. He predicts the outcomes of Ohio high school football games and projects the playoff picture. We talked to him this week, and he provided this outlook, beginning with Division 7.
New Bremen is my number one team statewide in D7. Their key game is in Week 8 at Coldwater, where I have New Bremen a 10-point underdog right now. Even if they were to lose that game to finish 8-2, it looks like they're likely still a top four seed, which means two home games. I see them as the clear favorite to win the region and would project the state final against Newark Catholic at this point. That should be a great game if it comes down to that. Staying in the same region, Fort Loramie is my distant second best team in the region. If they can split with Lucas and LCC to finish 7-3, that ought to be enough to also get two home playoff games there. Minster is 4-2 right now as well in Region 28. They finish out with a couple of tough games against New Bremen and Versailles. They're certainly going to be a playoff team, but getting a home game likely is going to require finishing 6-4, and that means beating St. John's in Week 8 and getting a little bit of help there. It's possible at 6-4 they could still be on the road in the first round. And finally, on Region 28, Lehman Catholic is 2-4 right now, and their key game is going to be at Troy Christian in Week 9. If they win that one to finish 4-6, that will get them a playoff berth. But even if they lose it and end up 3-7, they're going to be sweating it out watching the scoreboard that last night. But I think they probably get in even with just three wins. Moving up to D6 Region 24, Versailles, they're going to be an underdog in Week 9 against an elite D5 Coldwater team. If they were to win that one to finish 8-2, that should get them two home games. If they lose to Coldwater, then a 7-3 record probably means just one home game. But ultimately, I think Versailles is the second-best team in the region after Marion Local, and I think they're going to advance until whenever they face the Flyers. Not sure yet on seeding when that might be. Staying in Region 24, the Anna Rockets are suffering through a down year at 2-4. They've got tough games coming up at Versailles this week and then against Marion Local. Just don't see them winning either one of those. So that puts them down to 2-6, and that means they need to knock off Fort Recovery in Week 9 and beat Parkway in Week 10 to finish 4-6 and still get a little bit of help to get into the playoffs. So it's a tougher position there to be playing on past Week 10. In Division 3, Region 12, we've got Tip at 5-1. Two big games coming up this week and next against Troy and Piqua. If they win those two to finish 9-1, clearly they're going to get two home games. A split at 8-2, maybe only one home game in that situation. And finally, in D2 Region 8, Troy is 4-2 right now. Whether or not they beat Tip, as long as they win the rest to finish at least 7-3, that looks likely to get them a home game in the first round. Piqua, similarly, 5-1. Even if they lose to Tip, 8-2 would be good enough to get them a home game. But if they win out to go 9-1, they might just get a top four seed and two home games. And finally, for Sydney, sitting at 2-4, if they win two more to get to 4-6, that's going to be enough to get into the playoffs. Whereas if they lose to Fairborn and end up 3-7, that's kind of iffy, and if they slip in, it's probably going to mean playing Xenia back-to-back in weeks 10 and 11, and that's a tough way to start off the playoffs.
By the way, Drew Pasteur predicted a 20-point win for Fort Loramie last week. He predicts a 27-point win for the Redskins tonight. I don't count on that. This Columbus Academy team has got a potent running attack, and it's going to be key for Fort Loramie's defense to stand up and get off the field without Columbus Academy controlling the clock and the scoreboard.
Well, that is the key. They got to keep them in better than third and short, because
yep.
Third and short, yep. Running back's going to hurt them.
Tell you what, we are looking right in the sun. It's just above the trees beyond the west side of the stadium. It is going to be difficult for us to see the field very well and make out numerals the first several minutes of this first quarter of action. Columbus Academy kicking off from south to north to start the game. Redskins back deep to receive the opening boot inside the 15-yard line, and the kick is a ground ball bouncing to the 31, 32-yard line. Fort Loramie covers it up right there and goes to a knee immediately. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. For Fort Loramie, it's the pass game. For Columbus Academy, it's the run game. The two key building components for these clubs. And the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. First play from scrimmage for Fort Loramie is a keeper by Caleb Maurer. He went back to throw, no one available. Then he scampered around right end, and he chewed up a quick 7 or 8 yards. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, one thing about Caleb, Chuck, he will keep the defense honest. Yeah, you can play great pass coverage, but he's got wheels.
You got to contain on the outside. That time there was nobody there.
Nope. 4-2-5 defensive front for this club from Columbus Academy. Here's a delayed handoff in the offensive backfield before Loramie. Ball's on the ground. It's loose. Let's see who's got it. It's a recovery by Academy. Turnover right out of the chute. Committed before Loramie. And head coach Spencer Wells asked me about an hour before the game, what's the key tonight? And I told him, I said, zero turnovers by your offense.
Well, now they're in trouble because they got one. Just a bad exchange. He tried to put the ball in Holland's stomach. I can't tell you whose fault it was. What I know is the ball hit the ground and Columbus Academy jumped on it.
Columbus Academy is in business. Junior quarterback is Jack Yeoman, 5'10", 160-pounder. He's in the spread, gives it to Kolodny. He's to the line of scrimmage, and then he swings to the outside, bounces it to the 30, inside the 25, rumbling down to the 23 or 4-yard line of Fort Loramie. He's got a dozen yards. First running play for the Vikings is a good one, and that's what we highlighted in our pregame. Kolodny can motor, and Fort Loramie's got to slow him down. Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Big change of events early in this contest. Mistake by Fort Loramie on the second play of this game. Up here in the press box, the gentleman calling out a false start, perhaps, on the Vikings. No flag. Running play, right guard, picked up maybe a half, no more than that, as Calvin Hoing sat on Kolodny just inside the 25-yard line. Make it second down and 10 for Columbus Academy. A minute 15 into this game, less than 2 minutes old, and Fort Loramie has turned the ball over very quickly. And just outside the red zone is Academy. The quarterback, Yeoman, it's a toss sweep to the left to Kolodny. Penetration by Fort Loramie. Tackle missed behind the line of scrimmage. Running play for four or five as Kolodny bolts down to about the 21 or 22. A marker was thrown. Redskins defensively. Max Kottner, Calder Bergman, Damian Bruns are your linebackers. Or I should say, man, the defensive line, Darren Eilerman, Isaac Ratterman, your linebackers. Calvin Hoying and Nate Berger, your inside backers. And in the secondary, Christian McGee, Thomas Hoying, Ethan Kaiser, and Dylan Sanders. The officials continue to huddle regarding this flag.
Well, you throw a flag, I would think you'd know why you threw it.
The play garnered about three or four for Academy.
Okay, they were trying to decide whether it was a legal formation or not.
Formation for Academy, not legal. Fort Loramie accepts the penalty. It would have been third down and about,
eight?
Yeah, at least seven.
That's a
penalty accepted. So it's second down now and close to 15. Second down for Columbus Academy, 14 and a half to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage is marked for play outside the 29 of Fort Loramie. 10:22 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie fumbled the football. Bad exchange from the quarterback Maurer to Holland. Second play of the night. Yeoman to throw, 5 yards behind the line. Tries to hit Jockus in the right flat near the boundary. It's high over his head. No good. So it's third down and 15 to go for Columbus Academy. Let's see if the hot receiver in this play is E.J. Jenkins. He and Alpert are excellent receivers. Alpert lines up in the slot usually. And we've got a quartet flank. Trips to the left, one to the right for the quarterback Yeoman on third and 15 from the Fort Loramie 29. Linebacker Berger showing blitz for Fort Loramie. Running play, Kolodny. Look at him dance. He skips, makes a man miss. He's down inside the 25, stays on his feet, lowers the shoulder to about the 20. He got back a chunk of yards, but he's still well short of a first down. It's fourth, and every bit of six to go for a first down for the Academy Vikings. 9:49 to go, first quarter, no score. No field goal try here for Academy. Two receivers wide right. Let's see what head coach Robin Miller has dialed up on this one. Kolodny alongside the quarterback Yeoman, who sprints to the right behind the blocking of Kolodny. Oh, here's a quarterback sack. Uh-oh, we've got a foul against Fort Loramie. It might have been a face mask tackle behind the line. Yeoman went down just like that. He went to the turf immediately and is shaken up. Damian Bruns roared in to make the hit, but it was just simply too high, Chuck.
Yeah, they got him the horse collar. He was looking right at it, and the quarterback is down. That's why that rule is in there, because that is dangerous. You get a hold of that, and the pads come up into the neck like that.
9:28 to go here in the first quarter of play. The officials will meet and sort this out. Let's take a full one-minute break as Yeoman is tended to on the field. The Academy quarterback shaken up on the high illegal hit by Bruns of Fort Loramie. No score, first 3 minutes of the game on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, Cole Spaulding, a sophomore quarterback, a 6'2" young man, is on the field for Yeoman to lift off. He was hit by Bruns behind the line. Major step off on the penalty. Leaves Academy with a 4th-and-2 to go from the 17-yard line of Fort Loramie. Spaulding at the helm. No doubt he'll give it to Kolodny. No, it's Kolodny blocking. Spaulding running around the left end. He puts his head down. Digs hard inside the 15. Might have gotten to the 13. That's about where he had to go. Pile-up occurred right there. Measurement may ensue. Ball is placed. Redskins think they've held. I think the chain will come in. No, the official signals Fort Loramie football. No need for a measurement. The quarterback Spaulding needed 2. He got 1.5. And the Redskins get a reprieve.
Boy, I tell you, successful coaches, so I try not to critique, but I'm not sure why you don't give the ball to the running back right there.
Yep, Kolodny was out in front blocking for Spaulding, who did not make it. And, Chuck, I've often said on 3rd and short, 4th and short, why don't you go under center? The closest distance between 2 points is a straight line. You got to start near the line of scrimmage if you can.
Yeah. I mean, they had about four yards to go, but you give the ball to Kolodny. My goodness.
Well, the scoreboard said 4th and 2, and it looked like it was no more than 2, 2.5. Redskins take over. Line of scrimmage, the 15 of Fort Loramie. Here's Caleb Maurer. Takes the bad snap. Nearly an aborted play. He's got to keep it. He powers outside left tackle, upended at the 17. Fort Loramie not clicking on all cylinders. Fort Loramie so far in this game has had a fumble. A couple of bad snaps. Wanted to pass on the first play of the game. Quarterback had to eat it. Here, the right play wasn't run. Gain of 2, 2nd down 8, Fort Loramie, 8:45 to go, first quarter. Interesting start to this game. Long snap to Maurer, back at the 9. Whistles a pass beyond the hash mark, far side near the numbers, in front of the Academy bench, and it's hauled in. Catch is good out at the 29-yard line to Logan Eilerman. And then he chugged forward for 3 or 4 more. He is going to be a load for Academy to cover here tonight. The very good linebacker for the Vikings, Harold Hacker, was in there on the hit. 1st and 10, Redskins, 33 of Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer gives it right up the gut to Will Holland. He's got a little bit of a seam. It's shut down right now, though, over the 35 to the 36 or 37. Redskins have Maurer at quarterback, 6'1", 170, a senior. Will Holland, the tailback, 5'10", 170, a junior. Logan Eilerman, 6'4". Ethan Kaiser, 6 feet. Christian McGee, 6'3". Your wide receivers, Isaac Ratterman, 6'4", tight end. Offensive line, Calvin Hoying, 6'3". Jason Siegel, 6'1". Roger Hoying, 6 feet tall. Nate Berger, 5'11". Lewis Hart at 6'2". Roger Hoying at 260, Calvin Hoying at 240. Redskins fake the inside handoff, dump it into the flat. It is caught behind the line of scrimmage at about the 34-yard line. The run after catch is good up and over the 35 to the 37. Isaac Ratterman picked up about 5 on the play after Will Holland carved out 3 on the first down run. And it's 3rd down, less than 2 to go for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage marked for play at the Redskins 42. 5 minutes gone, opening period, no score. Each team has had the ball once prior to this Fort Loramie possession. That initial Redskin drive was short-lived, a fumble in the 2nd play. Maurer fakes the inside handoff, and it's a designed sweep by the quarterback. Look at him go. He's on a trek around right end. Journeys to the 50, down the sideline, in front of the Academy bench, goes Maurer, dumped out of bounds at about the 44. Caleb Maurer, more of a running threat than even usual tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, well, that was a good call because they handed the ball off, or they faked the handoff to Holland. There was about four guys that jumped on him, and it was wide open for Caleb to go around the right end.
First and 10 Redskins from the Vikings 44 as the sun begins to set behind the trees. Well back of the west stands here at Fort Loramie. Here is Caleb Maurer back in his side of the field at the 48. Slings a sidearm throw, a bullet over the middle. Yes, it's caught at the 26-yard line of Columbus Academy. Isaac Ratterman, for a tight end, can get downfield a pretty good distance, as he did right there.
Yeah, he's a heck of an athlete. Good basketball player, so you know he's an athlete.
Redskins, after a very sluggish beginning to this game, getting untracked would be important for Fort Loramie to get a lead and take Academy, which likes to run the ball, out of its element. Here's a ball lobbed by Caleb Maurer down inside the 10-yard line. A leaping attempt is no good at the 4. Good coverage by Jenkins. Eilerman, the intended receiver. Ball was in his vicinity. That was in his catch radius. He oftentimes will pull that one down.
You're surprised when he doesn't.
Jenkins, a real good, speedy, two-way player for Columbus Academy in there on the coverage. Second and 10, Fort Loramie at the Academy 26. Half the first quarter gone, no score. Here's a deep drop by Maurer. It's a screen in the middle. Holland catches. Oh, he's rammed right now. He gained a half a yard, maybe one. That's it. Man, was that play diagnosed beautifully by Academy.
Well, you want to let the rush in if you're throwing a screen, but they let them in too quickly, and they couldn't get set up to set the blocking up for Holland.
Ball well read by Jaucus, defensive linebacker for the Columbus Academy Vikings. He planted the blow in Holland, setting up a third and nearly 10 to go from the 26. Here is a deep drop by Maurer with plenty of time. Good coverage in the secondary. Ball thrown by Maurer into the end zone. Logan Eilerman leaps, has it momentarily, but cannot put it away.
Wow.
Three or four white jerseys, two receivers for Loramie in the left one-third of the end zone. And Fort Loramie could not reel it in. E.J. Jenkins again on the coverage, and it's fourth and 10 for Fort Loramie. 26-yard line of Columbus Academy. 5:24 to go, first quarter, no score. I'll give the Vikings credit. Boy, defensively, they have stood up on the last two pass plays. After giving up big yardage to Ratterman and Eilerman earlier in this drive. Time out, Fort Loramie. 5-plus to go opening period. No score in this game. Redskins and Vikings on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Fourth down, 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie from the Academy 26. And Caleb Maurer takes off on a sprint around right in. He's hustling for the first down stake. Does he get there, Chuck? Oh, he's toppled to the ground. Maybe, what, a half yard short? He did not make it. He gained 9.5 from the 26 down to the 17.5 yard line. What a tackle made downfield by Columbus Academy. Outstanding hit by Falkenheim. Theo Falkenheim saved the day. Defensive back, 5'9", 150-pounder. And he spun Caleb Maurer to the ground after picking up 9.5 in Academy. Takes over the football. And we had a flag before this play. Snap to the quarterback, Cole Spaulding. I believe he is still in, Chuck. The starter, Jack Yeoman, hurt in Academy's initial series on a hard tackle behind the line. A quarterback sack by Damian Bruns of Fort Lorman.
Yeah, it is Spaulding.
Spaulding, a sophomore, 6'2", sends two receivers right. There was a 5-yard pre-snap penalty against Columbus Academy. Kolodny bowls his way right up the middle to the 15 or 16-yard line. Might have picked up a yard and a half. That is it. 5-yard penalty preceded that play, so it's second down and about 14 to go for the Vikings. Line of scrimmage is just beyond the 15 in Academy's end. Scoreless first quarter. Each team has had the ball down around the red zone. Neither team could punch it in. Receiver wide right for the Vikings. Quarterback Spaulding sends two receivers to the wide side of the field. Then Spaulding keeps, took the snap, made a jab step to the right, then tried to crack between left guard and tackle. He was held up after a short gain.
Well, they had set up, and he faked. They put him in motion, faked the pump out there, and then tried to go left, and Lormie read it perfectly.
Third and 13 for Columbus Academy. Line of scrimmage is at about the 16.5-yard line for the Vikings. Clock winding down, 3:55 to go. First quarter, still no score. Academy in the road, white, silver helmets, chestnut maroon numerals, and maroon pants. Spaulding, deep drop, way back in the stand. He's being pursued. He's trying to run out of the pocket. He's sacked at the 11-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and plenty to go. Calvin Hoying got to the quarterback, nailed him. A loss on the play of about 4. New line of scrimmage, the 12. Fourth and 16 to go. Here is Academy punting from the goal line. It's a low line drive kick. It is taken on the play by Christian McGee at the 45-yard line. He puts his head down and digs inside the 40. Down he goes at the 37. It was not McGee. It was Logan Eilerman who puts Fort Loramie in real good field position, Chuck. Just outside the 35.
Well, it's a small thing, but him fielding that ball probably saved them 20 yards because that thing was going to roll. And not only did he field it, but he made the first guy miss and got 9 yards out of the return.
So the Redskins start this drive inside the 40 of Academy in very good shape. Final 3 minutes, opening stanza, still no score. Fort Loramie's had the better of it so far. Redskins could not get a first down at the 16-yard line at the end of that last possession. Fort Loramie runs it right up the middle. I think that's Darren Eilerman trying to carve out space. Wiggles for 2 or 3 to the 35. Tell you what, Chuck, head coach Spencer Wells' forecast to this Academy team is right on the money, giving up ground, the front six for the Vikings, giving it up grudgingly so far.
They are, but there was 2 passes to Eilerman in that last series that he catches 9 times out of 10.
I'd agree. Snap to Caleb Maurer on 2nd and 8. A lot of time in the pocket. Looking, slings it toward the end zone. Is it going to be caught or picked? It's a jump ball, 6 yards deep. It's no good. Double coverage back there on Logan Eilerman. Boy, he's been sandwiched by 2-3 white jerseys on each forward pass.
We are so used to seeing him, if he gets 2 hands on the ball, it's a catch. And tonight he's had 3
yep.
that kind of bounced away. Now I'm going to give Academy credit. They got a lot of people back there on him.
Yeah, free safety Carson James got a mitt on the pigskin and batted that free. 3rd and 9, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, 36 of Academy. Again, plenty of time for Maurer. He looks to throw, fires it to the far hash. It's good. Caught at the 27-yard line. Run after catch for four or five more. It's Logan Eilerman setting up a first and 10 for the Redskins outside the Vikings 20. Tackle by Jenkins from the secondary. Assistance by Knapp, who came up to assist. Parker Knapp, linebacker. They put the whammy on Logan Eilerman, not before he did snare that one. And the Redskins have a first down at the Academy 22. A minute 50 to go in the first, no score. Deep drop by Maurer. He pitches way short of the end zone, and that's an easy pick by Columbus Academy at about the 2 or 1 yard line. Let's see where it's marked for play. Wow, the ball was thrown shy of the mark by 3 or 4 yards. Academy's James, about whom I just spoke, did not make the intercept in the end zone. He rolled into the end zone after catching it, but the ball is properly marked somewhere inside the five. Redskins with a fumble, an interception, and I harken back to the conversation I had with head coach Spencer Wells before the game. No big mistakes, and already Fort Loramie has shot itself in the foot.
Well, this looks more like the Newark Catholic game than it does the Eden game.
Yes, I'd agree with you.
That was just, let's face it, that was not a good pass. That was short, well covered, it had no chance.
Line of scrimmage, officially the 2 for the sophomore quarterback Spalding. And we've got a lot of movement up front. And I think it's a pre-snap penalty against the Vikings, who will move back to the 1 from the 2.
Yeah, they got a sophomore quarterback in there that I don't know how much playing time he's got, but he's not the starter. So it's got to be time to pick some. I mean, you give the ball to your senior running back and try to let him get out of there.
Well, I will say that in my conversation with head coach Robin Miller this past Monday on the Academy campus up in Gahanna, that he noted that Spalding could see some time.
Well,
that the number one job was in Yeoman's hands, Spalding seeing work in this game far sooner than anticipated because of the Yeoman injury. Here's Spalding back to throw from the end zone. Oh, he fires one near sideline in front of the receiver. Jenkins is a Fort Loramie defender who nearly makes the intercept. It's knocked to the ground at the 35.
It's 22. I don't have a Loramie roster.
That is Kaiser, I believe, for Fort Loramie. Yes. Splendid play by him because he was on an island.
Yeah, he was the receiver was behind him, but he got up, turned his head at the right perfect moment and knocked the ball down.
Just a hair short was the throw, but it was a spiral from Spalding.
2 yards farther and he might still be running.
All right. Second down, 11 for Columbus Academy from the Vikings 1. A minute 39 to go here in the first quarter. Now, where is Kolodny lining up, Chuck? Jake Kolodny, the feature running back, is in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, he's right next to the quarterback.
Staggered next to the QB. They're both a good 5 yards deep in the end zone. Second down, 11 for the Vikings. It goes. No, Kolodny is not given the ball. Spalding keeps. He rumbles over left tackle, lurches out over the 5 to the 6. It's going to be 3rd and every bit of 6 to go for a first down for Academy. A minute 24 to go here in the opening period of play. There is no score. Again, Columbus Academy's defense has had its back to the wall here in this first quarter of play. And the entire unit, all 11, have performed exceedingly well under pressure.
Oh, I agree with that. They Loramie should probably have a 14-point lead, and it's nothing.
50 seconds to go in the first. 3rd and 7 officially for Academy. And we have a timeout called on the field. Under a minute to go, opening quarter. No score from here at Fort Loramie. Academy with the ball, facing a 3rd down deep in its own end on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie broadcast only. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Big possession play for Columbus Academy. Third down and seven. Line of scrimmage the five. Spaulding rolling right in the end zone. Little flat pass up the field in the area of about the 10-yard line. It is snagged by Kolodny out of the backfield. He's belted out of bounds just as he hauled it in. A minimal advance, Chuck, a net two on the play, and Academy's got to punt from the end zone.
Well, it was well designed, but Loramie just ran to the ball well.
Well, we were told Kolodny,
there's a first down,
might do the punting, but instead it's Abe Ulbrich, who's done most of the kicking all year long, and the officials converse. Right at the line of scrimmage, was there a marker tossed?
Oh, yeah, I think Loramie jumped off sides.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, first down.
First and 10 for Columbus Academy, which sends its punt team off the field. And the Vikings have the football now at their own 14, a new set of four downs. And it has been a mistake-filled start to this game by Fort Loramie football.
Well, as well as they played last week, they jumped off sides four times defensively. This is on a punt where the kid didn't get the ball more than 3 feet off the ground. Why are you worried about jumping? Let him kick it, and you're going to have the ball at about the 35.
Inside handoff, Kolodny. He's got a gaping hole. He is shooting out over the 20, 25, 30. Oh, it's a tackle from behind by Fort Loramie, which might have saved the touchdown. 30-yard line. If Kolodny's able to shake that tackler, Chuck, he goes 70 more to the end zone. First quarter winding to a close. That's it. End of period number one. Fort Loramie's got to shake off the doldrums somehow. Fort Loramie nothing. Columbus Academy nothing after one on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
It is first and 10 for Columbus Academy. Line of scrimmage, the Vikings 20. They have played a lot of the last several minutes of this game deep in their own end of the field. Running play smelled out by the Redskins, and it's a one-yard loss. Chuck, I said the line of scrimmage was the 20. I should have said the 24. Scoreboard mistaken. It'll be second down 11 for Academy. I'm trying to... actually, it's the 29.
Yeah, it is the 20.
Scoreboard reads the 19 from the 29, second and 11 for Academy. Three receivers to the left for the sophomore quarterback Spalding. Yeoman, the starter, out, shaken up early on. Ball dumped middle of the field. Uh-oh, it's Jenkins. Look at him go. He breaks a tackle on the middle screen. Off to the races, Emmanuel Jenkins. He's at the hash at the 30. No one's going to catch him. Gone for the score. That play covers 71. E.J. Jenkins caught the little short pass from Spalding, split a couple defenders. Somebody tugged at his jersey. He was able to get loose, and he fancied a 71-yarder.
Wow. I mean, I was well set up, and Loramie not prepared. And, you know, you get down, you get down, you get down, and you don't score, and all of a sudden, boom, you're down 6-0.
Extra point try by Academy coming up. Good snap from center. Kick is away, and it is perfect right down the middle. It was nailed. Well done. And it's 7-0 Academy over Fort Loramie. 11:08 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Abe Ulbrich, the place kicker for Columbus Academy, added the extra point a moment ago, and the kickoff by him is bouncing free. It's a wide open football. Who's got it? And it was hopping into the hands of a Columbus Academy special teams player downfield at the 29 or 30-yard line of Fort Loramie. The Redskins having a miserable night. It's been mistake-filled.
Well, that one just hopped at the wrong time and bounced right off his helmet, straight up in the air. Nobody could get to it.
You talk about playing this first half in a funk. And Columbus Academy gets a big break. First and 10 for the Vikings. Line of scrimmage inside the 30 at the 29 of Fort Loramie. 57 seconds have been played here in the second quarter. Cole Spalding slipped a middle screen to E.J. Jenkins on the last play on offense for Academy, and it went for 71 on the score. Here's an out pattern thrown to the far side beyond the hash to the numbers, short of the mark, incomplete. Well covered by the Fort Loramie Redskins, who almost had a shot at an interception. Sanders was in the area. Ball didn't get there. Second down and 10 for Academy. Line of scrimmage, 29 of Fort Loramie. 7-0, Academy in the lead. Trips to the right for the QB. Here is Spalding. Three-step drop, wants to throw that screen again. He does. It's caught near sideline. Receivers at the 25-20. Gets a block out in front. Makes a man miss all the way to the end zone. Another touchdown for Academy. The screen play burning the Redskins twice in three plays for scores.
100 yards on two screen passes.
Yep. 71 and 29. One to Jenkins. That one to Kolodny, the feature back. And it's a 13-0 advantage for Columbus Academy with 10:48 to go in the second quarter. The other thing I mentioned to head coach Spencer Wells before the game, Chuck, was get a lead and get Academy out of its element. And that has not happened. In fact, just the opposite. PAT by Ulbrich is perfect. Columbus Academy with a 14-0 lead over Fort Loramie, which is sleepwalking tonight. 10:48 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
I had the chicken tenders this week, and I'm telling you what, at Frisch's, and they were the best chicken tenders I've ever had.
Glad to hear that, because on television, in the commercial, they look like they could be best chicken tenders you've ever had.
I made it a point to go down there on Wednesday, and boy, they were terrific.
Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? I tell you what, Columbus Academy's got this ground ball kickoff down well, and it's bouncing. Fort Loramie muffs it again inside the 20-yard line, a short return to the 21. Academy's doing everything right, and Fort Loramie is all thumbs.
Well, and what they've done for Academy is they've given them all kinds of confidence now. You can see that Loramie started the game up here and Academy here, and it is absolutely switched.
10:40 to go, second quarter of play, 14-0 in favor of the Vikings, who reeled off two touchdown passes in a stretch of three plays, two different possessions, of course, one for 71, one for 29. Caleb Maurer in the spread, back at the 15, gives to Will Holland between right tackle and guard. Look at him swerve, and he jitterbugs out over the 30 to the 31. He wedged ahead for 11. First down, Redskins. Are you looking for work? Well, you can let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. And right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. No mask required, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including those in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. One in Sydney on Ohio Street. Go to ApplyOhio.com. Register today. ApplyOhio.com. Spherion, it works. A gain of one by Holland on first and 10, second and 9 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 32. 9:40 left, second quarter. 14-0 Academy. Snap back to Maurer, sets up in the pocket, wings it down the right side, outside the numbers. Yes, it's caught. Logan Eilerman, he's got it on the run at the 45, over the 50. Down he goes at the 47 of Academy. E.J. Jenkins has been all over the place for this Academy team. He scored a touchdown. He has defended and contested several passes already, and he's been in on a few tackles.
This is a big possession for Loramie. They cannot afford to not score on this drive.
I would agree. Play action. Maurer fakes to Holland. Skips out to the left. He's still behind the line of scrimmage. Makes a late throw into traffic downfield. Is it about the 15? Redskins want interference. Good no call by the official. Ball was short of the mark. And white jerseys had flooded the secondary for Academy.
Well, I disagree a little bit because the defender never turned around and he ran into the receiver who has the right to come back to the ball. I think it was pass interference.
And sometimes you see a flag thrown on that very play. Second down and 10, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Academy 47. Clock stopped at 9:02 to go in the second. Fort Loramie's got to dig itself out of a 14-0 hole. Two receivers far left. Maurer gets the high snap, fakes the inside handoff, and it's a bubble screen to the left, a jailbreak screen, and it's good for 10, 11 yards, and a first down, I think, at the 37 of Academy. Eilerman picked it off, and away he went. He zipped after the catch. First and 10 for Fort Loramie. Jake Kolodny in there on the stop for the Vikings. 8:45 to go in the second quarter. 14-0 Academy. Fort Loramie's got the football outside the 35 of the visitors. Two receivers far right for Caleb Maurer. Again, a high snap. It's Will Holland bucking his way right up the middle. Pops it to the outside. He's got 10 more, maybe 13 on the play as he angles toward the boundary in front of the bench of the Vikings offensive line for Fort Loramie. Getting it done. Redskins set up shop, first and 10, right at the 25 of Columbus Academy. 8:16 to go, first half. 14-0 Academy in the lead. Fort Loramie needs points on this drive. I agree with you, Chuck, 100%. Snap to Maurer, plenty of time. Good coverage in the secondary. Ball thrown to the up receiver, Christian McGee, a bullet right at his waist. He's got it. He's jarred immediately at about the 18. Picked up 7. It'll be second down, or I should say third down, in about 3 for Fort Loramie. My mistake, 2nd and 3 is correct. Just inside the 18 of Academy. It's a short 3. Redskins have 2 receivers each side. Holland behind the quarterback, Maurer. Holland gets the call. He snowballed to the turf. And he lost a yard and a half. That sets up 3rd and more like 4. 4 down territory for Fort Loramie, trailing 14-0. 7:12 to go in the second quarter. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Columbus Academy has been bending, but is not broken yet. Vikings have played very solid defense against this potent offensive attack of Fort Loramie. Running play right up the middle. It's Holland trying to bulldoze for the first down. Don't think he gets there. He's a full yard short. Fort Loramie needed to get to about the 17.5 for a first down. It's 4th and every bit of 1 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie.
The offensive line not getting the push that it got last week.
6.5 left, quarter number 2. Huge play here. 4th and 1 Redskins. Maurer sets up behind the line of scrimmage in the spread. Nearly an offsides jump by the defense. Howard's got the snap, gives to Holland again. He's going to be wrestled to the turf behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, what a stop by Columbus Academy. The Vikings doing everything right, and Fort Loramie is playing very poorly.
They're just they've lost their confidence. They got absolutely no push that time. Holland didn't have a prayer.
Knapp on the tackle for a loss. Very good play by that defender for Columbus Academy as he rolled forward from his outside linebacking post. And Academy, with 6 minutes left here in the second quarter, has it 1st and 10 at its own 16-yard line. 1, 2, 3 receivers flanked wide right for the QB, Spaulding, a sophomore, playing for Yeoman, a junior, who got injured in the first few minutes of this game. It's Kolodny, outside right tackle, pulled down after a short advance. He got from the 17 to just over the 20, 2nd down and 7. Isaac Ratterman yanked him to the turf. 5:51 to go here in the second quarter. 14-0 in favor of Academy. Vikings trying to pull off what would be a major upset. Academy 1-4, Fort Loramie 4-2. But as I cautioned in the story I wrote for the Sydney Daily News, this is not a typical 1-4 Division 5 football program playing Fort Loramie here tonight. Running play around right end. It is Kolodny trying to churn for extra yards. He is bumped to the turf. Shy of the 25-yard line at the 24.5, setting up a 3rd and 3 to go for Academy. 5 minutes remaining, second quarter. 14-0 Vikings. Receiver far left, one far right. Spaulding has got Kolodny next to him. The quarterback for Columbus Academy takes the snap. He gives it to Kolodny. And he tries to ramrod his way over left guard, and he's piled up short. He didn't make it. He got a yard and a half. He needed another yard and a half or better. Fourth down, punting situation. And Academy's going to boot it. Back in punt formation is Ulbrich. He's back at about his 10. Snapped him his wide right. He goes and gets it and kicks it directionally out of bounds across midfield, making sure Fort Loramie can't return it. A smart move. Redskins on their own half of the 50 will start first and 10. We're all the way down to 4:12 to go in the second quarter, and it's 14-0 in favor of Academy, which will get the ball to start the second half.
I'm not sure. This is not what I expected Loramie to come out and do tonight. They made it, they jumped off sides and gave them the ball back, and they scored a touchdown. Fumbled the kickoff. They scored another touchdown. That's not playoff-type football.
Here is a short pass in the right flat by Caleb Maurer on first and 10 from the 47, and it's dropped. No good. Incomplete. Second and 10, Redskins, 47 of Fort Loramie, 4:08 to go here in the first half. It has been all Vikings. They have taken the fight right to Fort Loramie. And the Redskins tonight, Chuck, taking one step forward and three steps backward as opposed to two ahead and three back. It has been a miserable night of football so far for Fort Loramie. Second and 10 at the 47. Deep drop by Maurer. Looks middle of the field. Here comes pressure. Belated throw near sideline. It is caught at the 42 of Academy. Tackle made by Jenkins again. Eilerman reeled it home. Maurer did a good job at living. He bought time and more time. And Eilerman broke off his route, running spontaneously back toward the line of scrimmage. Maurer found him first and 10 at the Academy 40.
Well, the offensive line is pass blocking well. They're just not run blocking well.
3:40 left in the second quarter. 14-0 Academy. Two receivers to the left. High snap to Maurer. Gives to the ball carrier right up the gut. No gain. I think that's Darren Eilerman in for Will Holland on this series. Tell you what, Chuck, at times, Fort Loramie looks like the Bengals trying to run Joe Mixon right up the middle.
Yeah,
no gain on the last play, second and 10, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 40 of Academy. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. East team with two timeouts left. 14-0 Academy, trying to spring the upset. High snap again to Maurer. He's in the pocket, wants to throw downfield. He's bear-hugged and sacked back at the 46. Wallop to the turf. Well, that wall around him, that protection won't last forever.
No, that was good blocking that time. Just great coverage downfield. He had no place to throw the ball.
You're right. Third and 15, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 45 of the Vikings. 2:28 to go, second quarter. Again, Academy receives the second half kickoff. Two receivers near side for Caleb Maurer. He's got Eilerman behind him. In the drop is Maurer, 10 yards behind the line. He's going to scramble and try to run. He hastens to the far side of the field, motoring down inside the 40, angling to the 35. Marker is down near side at the 31. Maurer was three or four short of the first down marker. Let's see what's been called. Signaled, I think, against Academy.
It is against Academy. I'm just not sure what signal he's giving.
You know, I got an explanation from Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells this week, Chuck, about a call last week, a defensive holding at or near the end of the play in high school football It is 10 yards tacked on to where the play ended. It's a revised rule. It's not a good one.
Nope.
It'll be in 1 year and change next. And you know what? That might be what was called right there against Academy. Fort Loramie's got a first and 10 at the 28 as a result of the downfield penalty against the Vikings. Only a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Deep drop by Maurer. Long, high throw, double coverage. Wow, was Logan Eilerman ever bracketed? No chance. I tell you what, this 4-2-5 defense being employed by Columbus Academy is working to perfection.
Boy, I'll tell you, if you had Ratterman at the line of scrimmage and you had him fake block 1-2-3 and release because everybody is deep with Eilerman, I think you could run for 20 yards.
Second down and 10 for Fort Loramie. 29 of Academy, a minute 41 to go, second period of play, 14-0 advantage in favor of the visitors. Caleb Maurer is back at the 40. It's a middle screen, popped up in the air, batted on the play by Academy into the hands of a Fort Loramie player who hangs onto the football and is nailed from behind at the 38 or 39. It lost several yards.
Yeah, I mean, he's a high school kid, but you bat that. You're an offensive lineman. You bat that to the ground. You don't catch it.
My goodness, it's third down for the Redskins and 22 to go for a first down. 38-yard line of Columbus Academy. Final minute, first half, 14-0 Vikings. It's been a miserable first half for Fort Loramie football tonight. Deep drop by Maurer, looking on third and a bunch. Middle of the field. Late delivery, open receiver, down inside the 7. It's busted up on the play at the last second. Wow, what a standout defensive maneuver. We've called his name several times. It was Jenkins once more. Intended receiver was Spencer Knopf, who had slipped down the near sideline. He couldn't pin the ball between his fingers. He got popped as the ball arrived. Was there a flag on the play, Chuck? Let's see.
Well, it looks like they might have called something again.
Uh-oh, major step off against Academy.
Maybe roughing the passer.
I tell you what.
It was thrown by the referee in the backfield there.
Maurer was being hovered over by a couple of defenders as he released the football. And as he pitched it, he was smacked, and it's ruled a personal foul against Academy and a first down for the Redskins. They've got to cash in now and a couple of big breaks, penalties against Academy on this drive. 52 seconds to go, 23-yard line of Academy. Back in the pocket is Caleb Maurer. He flips one toward the pylon, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Again, it's batted away by Academy. Airtight pass defense in the secondary by the visiting Vikings.
I agree, and there's a lot of hands out there, but these are catches that Loramie normally makes.
You guys are doing a hell of a job.
So many thanks to Carl Arnes from Brookings. He's arrived on the scene with great food here in the press box for halftime as usual. Thanks to Carl at Brookings. Second and 10, Redskins.
I'm glad you have an interview because I can go down and eat some.
Oh, we got a pre-snap penalty. 5 yards, false start against the Redskins. Mm-mm-mm. Wow. 45 ticks on the clock, late second quarter, 14-0 Academy over Fort Loramie. And again, Columbus Academy receives the second half kickoff.
This might be like you reboot your computer. Maybe Loramie goes in the locker room. He takes them all, get their uniforms off, put their street clothes back on, get dressed, and come out like the second half is a totally different game.
I like that. Reboot, unplug. Wow. Maurer, 10 yards behind the line. Here comes pressure. Late delivery, middle of the field, well underthrown. It's popped up in the air. No, is it caught by the Redskins? It is. Amazing catch at the 13. Play goes to the 8. Goal to go Fort Loramie. Wow, Eilerman stared that off his shoot tops. Brilliant catch. Goal to go Redskins. Half minute to go first half. Here's Maurer. Fakes the inside handoff, rolling right. cluster of players in the end zone. He's got nowhere to throw it, and he simply fires it out of bounds. Tell you what, Chuck, I don't think I've ever seen 22 players on the football field who were from the hash mark to the boundary, darn near from the numbers to the boundary. That's how congested that play became.
Yeah, they play good pass defense, that's for sure.
Second down and goal from the 8. The incompletion stopped the clock with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Loramie's got 2 timeouts remaining, but I don't think you take a chance and run the ball.
I don't think so either.
I don't think you put it on the ground. I think you've got to go up top. Second down, third down, fourth down. Deep drop by Maurer at the 17. Looks back at you the end zone, and it's behind a receiver 9 yards deep in the corner, far side of the playing field. A couple of coverage men back there for Academy. Neither got fingertips on the throw. It was Christian McGee. He was on the back edge of the end zone, nearly out of bounds. Ball was wide right. Third and goal from the 8 for Fort Loramie. 15 seconds to go, first half. 14-0 Academy. Here is the snap back. Look, middle of the field. Now a throw, left sideline. It is broken up at about the 5 by Columbus Academy, which again turns in a splendid defensive play. Fort Loramie simply no answer on offense. Finding completions hard to come by.
That was outstanding defense. He got there just the same time the ball got there.
Yep. That was Kolodny. He lowered the boom on the Fort Loramie receiver. Fourth and goal from the 8 for the Redskins. 10 seconds left here in the first half. Two receivers to the right. And we've got a timeout being utilized here by Fort Loramie. Chuck, we'll keep it right here. 14-7. Academy in the lead. I'd like to remind you that John Rogers, 16-year head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, is our guest at halftime. About 6 minutes into our halftime segment, we'll talk to John. Volleyball tournament draw coming up 1 week from Sunday. Fort Loramie volleyball team, 12-4 on the year, 8-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Tough remaining schedule for the Redskins, who you may recall won the state championship in volleyball back in 2014, and in 19 went to the state finals and played New Bremen. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney's got a big blowout sale going on now. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, GoffneyFurniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Fourth and goal from the 8 for Fort Loramie. 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. Redskins down 14-0. Maurer, middle of the field, just before he gets sacked, he throws a high pass, and it's a leaping catch for a touchdown.
Wow.
Wow. How about that? It seemed like Caleb Maurer, Chuck, threw it 12 feet off the ground. Unbelievable catch radius for Logan Adderman.
Oh, that was McGee.
McGee, unbelievable catch radius for Christian McGee.
Both of them 6'3".
Woo-wee.
That was high. That was thrown hard. That was a heck of a catch.
4 seconds left in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie strikes for a touchdown to make it 14-6. And Fort Loramie lines up to kick the extra point, and a timeout is taken by the Redskins. 14-6, 4.5 to go in the second. PAT upcoming. As I was saying, Goffney Furniture on West Michigan in Sydney has huge inventory left from a massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. One bargain after another. Goffney Furniture, family owned and operated, 4 generations of Goffneys for over 80 years on West Michigan in Sydney. Doubt that Fort Loramie could be contemplating two. They just wanted to collect themselves and make sure of assignments on this extra point try by Aiden Boland. He's been very accurate on the season. when he's had a good snap and a good spot of the football, he's been on the money. 14-6 in favor of Academy. Ball snapped back and kicked by Bolin away and good inside the left upright. Still 4.5 left here in the second period. Kickoff upcoming for the Redskins, who lead, or I should say who trail, only by one score now at 14-7. Wow, Chuck, that was a huge touchdown, a momentum swinger.
Well, I mean, Caleb did a great job of finding him, and McGee, that was a heck of a catch. For some of them that I've thought maybe they should have had, that was a terrific catch.
Now, when it left Caleb Maurer's hands, I thought the pass was going to clear the crossbar.
They'd still be looking for the ball.
Wow, Christian McGee to the rescue. 14-7, Academy leads. Few ticks left on the clock. Kickoff upcoming for Fort Loramie, which will boot it once again to start the second half. Again, John Rogers, head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, our halftime guest. After a look at stats from Chuck McBee, brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Some mighty big games in the area tonight involving Shelby County programs. Anna's at Versailles. Well, Rockets need a victory in the worst way.
Versailles was winning big last time I saw a score.
And Sydney's at home against West Carroll. And Sydney with a very good prospect of finishing the season 5-5. Three winnable games in the last four. Short kickoff, hopping to the 42, covered up right there by Academy. Time for a play.
On the coverage, number 42, Jason Thomas.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses for you, stocking hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. The quarterback Spalding for Columbus Academy is back at the 38. He deals to Kolodny. He trudges forward for a yard, and that's how the first half closes with Fort Loramie down 7. Could have been worse. Given the poor performance in the first two quarters, the Redskins could have been shut out in trailing 14-0. Don't forget, Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. 3-minute radio station break is upcoming. A 3-minute radio station break here at the end of the first half. It is Columbus Academy, the visitors, trying to spring the upset, leading Fort Loramie 14-7 at intermission here on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We welcome you back here to Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium. Beautiful night for action on the gridiron. The Redskins have played mistake-filled football. Believe it or not, Chuck, despite the goof-ups out there on the gridiron, Redskins only down 14-7. Quite amazing.
Well, they are lucky it's only 14-7. They've got more yards. They've got more first downs. They've done everything, but they turned the ball over.
Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Butkins.
Well, the Columbus Academy, I forgot who they were playing, ran the ball 13 times for only 36 yards. We talked about them needing to play good run defense, and they have. But 3 of 6 passing for 105 yards, 100 of them on 2 pass plays, screen passes for touchdowns, 141 total yards, only 3 first downs in the first half, no turnovers. For Fort Loramie, they ran the ball 15 times for 71 yards. Caleb was 12 of 24. For 122 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 193 total yards, 11 first downs, turned the ball over 3 times, and an offside that continued a series for them on a punt that would have been 4th down. And those kind of mistakes have them down 14-7 at the half.
Academy has capitalized for sure, but it's been a gift-wrapped 14-7 lead for Academy.
Yeah, it has been gift-wrapped, and I guarantee you that they're talking in there at halftime. On the defensive side, they're trying to figure out how to read that screen and make sure they get there, because that's been wide open twice.
Academy scoring on a 71-yard screen pass and a 29-yard screen pass in the span of 3 plays in the first half of this game.
Yep.
That's our halftime report. It is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellent while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And it's 105.5 FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. It's halftime. Fort Loramie trails Columbus Academy by a score of 14-7. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air tonight thanks to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors. They are with us each and every Fort Loramie game, just Fort Loramie games only. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. So privileged to be joined here at the half by John Rogers, 16-year head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, whose Redskins are 12-4 on the year, 8-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. John, it's one of your most youthful volleyball teams ever in your 16-year career, right?
Yeah, first, thanks, Jack, for having me. I appreciate it. I love talking about my girls every chance I get. I appreciate it. And yes, the last two seasons, we went through 18 seniors the past 2 years.
Wow.
And this year we only have 3, but, you know, our youth is coming along. It's coming along, you know. The thing about experience is, well, you're going to get it whether you like it or not with the schedule that we play every season.
Tell me about the growing pains, and what do you do to hasten the growth and development over the course of the season and during the off season?
I think a tough preseason is really important, and by that I mean scrimmage schedule, things we do in the summer. We go and play teams that just really light us up, to put it mildly, and then that kind of gets their attention, and they realize the speed that they have to play at, right, and the consistency they need to play at, and then that gets them, and then I'm blessed with amazing athletes that want to work extremely hard every day in practice, and so that gets the ball rolling.
During the regular season so far this year, a setback to St. Henry at the Coldwater Cavalier spike off in August, losing twice, 25-17. Lost to Versailles in 1, 2, 3, 4 sets on September 3rd. Lost a close match at home to Rushi, a 5-setter, a thriller. Obviously, the two clubs split the first 4 sets. 15-13 was the fifth last Saturday. New Bremen beat you in what was an outstanding match. I've heard so many great things about that one. It went 5. You rallied to win 28-26, 25-23 in the third and fourth. Big wins along the way. Hey, your early season match with Minster was a five-setter. You pulled that out 15-11 in the fifth, and we're down two sets to none.
Yes, we were.
So these are the kinds of matches that spur that development.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And these girls have just been, you know, resilient. They understand what they're doing wrong. They understand that consistency is hard to teach, hard to learn, and really hard to execute. You know, we have great athletes that can do some amazing things, but if you can't do them consistently,
right,
then you're going to have matches like this. So,
sure.
I've talked to you many times, Jack, over the years, and I always tell you the same thing. Everybody asked me, said, "Well, you know, how you're getting ready for this and getting ready for that?" Well, we're working for the next match right now, and you know, we have a big one coming up on Monday at Marion Local, who did beat New Bremen and took over the number one position in the state. So, this schedule is just another stepping stone in the direction we're going here. We'll see where we're at. You know, we've worked hard since the New Bremen match, and now we're going up against Marion Local.
Yeah, wow. Speaking of the upcoming schedule, Marion Local, October 3rd, Fairlawn, October 4th, Houston, October 6th, Fort Recovery, October 8th, on the road at Rushi on October 11th, at St. Henry on the 15th. My goodness, what a gauntlet.
It is, yeah. Our non-league schedule is, you know, all MAC schools, all the top MAC schools in volleyball. And,
sure,
you know, we could go out and schedule ourselves 18 wins every year, but that's not going to take you where you want to go in the end.
Nope.
So,
nope.
And these schools, we all welcome the challenge of playing each other because we know what it does for us.
Is it fair to highlight personnel who have been surprises for you? Who's really improving? Who's coming on like gangbusters for Fort Loramie Volleyball here in 2022?
As far as players that we knew were going to be back for us, Katrina Burning's one of my seniors who we knew was going to be back. She was in the middle for us last year, and she's really starting to come around for us. I mean,
right,
she had a long way to get back on track this year, and she's doing a lot of great things. Summer Hoying, a junior, has just been phenomenal. Her transition throughout her career has just been phenomenal, and she's going to be a great story someday, filling in for the, you know, Ava Schultes when Ava tore ACL, and then, you know, so she's doing a great job. She's turned into a six rotation player. Jenna Barhorst, a young setter, sophomore setter, who just lives and breathes volleyball, doing just a tremendous job for us. I mean, I could go down the list. Everybody's had some amazing games this year, doing a lot of things, but one of the things I want to highlight, I think, is I graduated all my serve, receive, and all my defense. And that's so hard to replace. And so far, with Summer becoming a six-rotation player, Jaden Rose, Hallie Grillo, Katie Luthman coming in the back row and doing things for us, and, you know, taking it on the chin a lot from a lot of teams, you know, going after them. Avery Brandewee in some rotations back there as well. They've just done a phenomenal job, and they're just getting better every day.
John Rogers, 16-year head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, our guest at the half of Redskins football tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, and it's 105.5 as the Redskins marching band strikes up in the background.
There you go.
Fort Loramie 14, or I should say Columbus Academy 14, Fort Loramie 7, here at the intermission break. 2014 state championship,
yes.
Fort Loramie volleyball. I can remember it so vividly down at Wright State. So many football and basketball uniformed players in the stands. The guys filled the convocation center, the Nutter, down at Wright State.
For sure. Loramie has the great following.
Ashley Plyman, Kelly Turner, Kaylee Barhorst, star-studded cast, took on Macomb, won the state championship 3-1. Macomb was coming back for the second straight year.
Yeah.
They had the jitters. You blitzed them first set, never trailed. They did win the third, and you gave them the knockout punch in the fourth to take the state title.
And I tell you what, it just I remember holding my young son and the trophy, talking to you when they were ushering us off the floor. But I tell you a great story about that match is that two of those players that you mentioned was Kelly Turner, now Kelly Hoying, and Kaylee Barhorst are now assistant coaches with me on my staff. So, you know, I love that they want to come back and give back to these girls, and, you know, the girls trust them so much because they've lived it and they've breathed it. They know what it is.
So what is the point of emphasis down the stretch? final run of the season in preparation for the tournament. The draw is 1 week from Sunday.
The draw is 1 week from Sunday on the 9th. I think the big point of emphasis is continue moving the needle in a positive direction. That's kind of been our saying all year long. Just 1% better every day is going to give you what you need and, you know, get you where you need to go in the end. And the girls have bought in, and I'm really excited to see where they're going to go. I think we're going to be a tough out as we go deeper into this tournament.
Oh, I know that for a fact. I printed out pages and pages of stats for Fort Laramie volleyball for this year. But how much videotape do you watch? You probably glean a lot from watching videotape, and you can communicate with players. Now, see if we would make this little adjustment here or there, we might have won that point.
It's amazing how much volleyball is simple little things that you do on the court. Pointing a toe in the right direction, dipping your shoulder in the right direction makes a huge difference in some of those big matches. And I watch a lot. I watch a lot. And the beauty of it is the girls have access to it all, too, online. And so they're watching it as well.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, I've become a big fan of watching collegiate volleyball on television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have three players playing in college right now. We have Ava Schultes up at Owens Community College.
Uh-huh.
And we have Kenzie Holscher and Maya Maurer at Findlay, who are all playing. So it's a great deal. We're hoping to get to see them here. We haven't had any Saturdays off. We're hoping tomorrow to get to go see them.
Well, good luck on Monday against Marion Local.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
John Rogers, head volleyball coach at Fort Laramie in his 16th year, our guest here at the half. John, would you like an extraordinary dining experience at home? You're supposed to answer yes.
Absolutely.
The Anna Market is at your service, John. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you, John Rogers. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meat guarantee an excellent eating experience for you, John Rogers, and your family. Dine at home. Yep, dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market. Serving the very best for the best, like you, John Rogers. Halftime here at Fort Laramie. John, really enjoyed it. Looking forward to seeing some more Fort Laramie volleyball in the next few weeks, starting on Monday night.
Hey, Thursday night against Houston here at Laramie. It's our senior night.
Okay.
Come out and see our three seniors, Katrina Burning, Ella Holscher, and foreign exchange student from Milan, Italy, Emma Canty.
Yeah, homecoming queen.
Homecoming queen, that's right.
When was the last time you had as few as three seniors on your squad?
It's been quite a few years. Yeah. I'd have to really go back and look.
Yeah. There you go. John, thanks. See you Monday.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Jack. Thanks for your time.
Thank you a whole bunch. 14-7, Columbus Academy leading Fort Laramie. We are just a few minutes away from the start of our second half. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Chuck, always a real treat to speak with John Rogers, 16 years head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he does a great job. Nice guy, and the kids love him. And that's half the battle right there.
Yep, sure is.
And I love when you have interviews because I go down and eat pizza from Brookings.
And did you save me a piece, Bajance?
There are plenty left, and wings, too. But I make such a mess when I eat wings. I don't want to do it in public.
I hear you. I hear you. I go through about 20 napkins per one wing.
Yeah. Well, I had the pepperoni and mushroom pizza, and very, very good.
Say, it's a good idea right now to get those new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale. You'll never get tired of M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots and those hot spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it to. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Additional high school football scores. Last we heard, Chuck, midway through the game, Versailles 21 and a 6. Do we have an update on that?
I don't have one on that. I've got Sydney up 35-14 at the half. We got Tip leading Troy 21-7 at the half. Pickwa up 23-3 on Greenville. And Riverside was leading Layman 27-0 late in the second quarter.
Right. Sydney is playing West Carrollton, by the way.
Right.
Up 35-14
at the half.
At the halftime intermission. Fort Loramie will kick off to start the third quarter of this game tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM. Beautiful night for high school football. The wind is picking up, getting breezy out of the north. Fort Loramie will boot to start the third quarter. And I think it is imperative for Fort Loramie to keep Columbus Academy off the board this initial possession. This Academy team has got the potential to control the football and the clock. You want to get the score even as quickly as you can in this second half. As we have remarked, Fort Loramie very fortunate to be down by only one touchdown, given as badly as Fort Loramie looked in the first two quarters.
They made a two or three big mistakes, and that's why it's 14-7.
A touchdown pass by Fort Loramie of 8 yards with 4.5 seconds to go in the second quarter. Maurer to Christian McGee, and he climbed the ladder. Boy, he skied for a pass by Maurer, which was well up above Christian's head. He made a fingertip grab about 6 or 7 yards deep in the end zone, came down, survived contact, held on to it, and Fort Loramie is within one touchdown as we start the third quarter. And it's been a night of short looping or ground ball kickoffs. Here's another one to start the second half, and Academy falls on it at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, that one didn't hardly get in the air. It was kind of a pop-up. The cheerleaders have gone to the long pants and the sweatshirts. Smart girls. It's about 55 degrees, and that breeze is kind of chilly.
Yep, it is clear and becoming much cooler. And there is a wind blowing in from the north here at Fort Loramie Stadium. First play from scrimmage, second half, Kolodny trying to bust over right tackle, and he cracks for a yard, no more. Second down and 9 for Columbus Academy, which leads 14-7. Opening second half, good tackle by linebacker Nate Berger of Fort Loramie. Big defensive stand here. Fort Loramie wants to force a 3-and-out as we start the second half. Redskins down 14-7. against Division V Columbus Academy, which continues to go with sophomore quarterback Cole Spaulding after the junior QB was shaken up very early in this game on a tackle behind the line of scrimmage, a sack performed by Damian Bruns. It shook up the number one quarterback, Yeoman, for Columbus Academy. He's not returned since. He limped off. Running play on second down. Nets about three. Kolodny wedged out space over the 35 to the 36, and it's going to be third and 5 or 6 yards to go for a first down. Redskins defense overloads to the right side of the attack for Academy, which runs it to the left. Uh-oh, they get outside contain. It's Kolodny sprinting near sideline, up near the 50-yard line. A hole opened up for him. Marker is down, though.
Obvious hole. That's why the defensive end could not get out to the play.
There you go. Up on the rim of the offensive flow to the left, there was a hold committed by Columbus Academy, and that is a big play because Academy will now confront a third and more like 15 to go for a first down.
All right.
90 seconds gone here in the third quarter.
You may want to watch out for the screen pass.
Uh-huh.
Coach Wells had that call. He just didn't have a flag to throw, but he was certainly letting the referee know it was a hold.
Academy has scored touchdowns on a 71-yard screen and a 29-yard screen. They came in the span of three plays in the middle of the first half. It's third and 13 to go here for Academy at their own 30. Quarterback Spaulding, offensive backfield. It's a misdirection play, delayed handoff, and the Redskins smell it out and stuff it back at the 24.
Yeah, that didn't have a chance from the beginning. The running back and the quarterback ran into each other on the mesh, and he just had no chance.
It did not materialize. Punt formation, Academy kicking, line drive, Eilerman retreating, picks it off at the 37. He's got a little seam up the left side, outside the hash mark toward the numbers, spilled at the 49. Fort Loramie in business. First and 10, a yard short of the 50.
Do you have heights and sizes on yours for Academy?
Sure
that,
do.
That punter looks like he's about 5'5".
Yeah, he is not a big young man, that's for sure. Listed at 5'8", Abe Ulbrich, sophomore. And the 5'8 may be exaggerating a little bit.
I would say maybe he had some lifts in his shoes when they did height and weights that day.
Right. Team picture, and he was a little taller than he really might be.
That was a nice punt, though. It really was a nice punt.
First and 10, Redskins shy of the 50. Right up the gut goes Will Holland, breaks a tackle, makes a man miss, stays on his feet, and powers inside the 45 of Academy to the 43 as he galloped for 7. Second down, a little better than 2 to go for a first down. 43.5 of Academy. Opening 3 minutes, third quarter. Columbus Academy 14, Fort Loramie 7. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, having scored a touchdown on their last offensive play of the second period with 4.5 seconds remaining. It is a fake to Holland. Maurer keeps. He slithers around left end, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scurries to the 35-yard line, decked into the bench of Academy. Some oohs and ahs from the press box and fans below, thinking there might have been a late hit.
Well, he went down out of bounds, but it's too far away for me to see how he went down.
I think it was a very good no call. First and 10, Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage, the 34-yard line of Academy on that first down romp by Maurer. 8:56 to go, third quarter, 14-7, Academy in the lead. Maurer takes the snap at the 40. Holland, left guard, a little crevice, and then he shoved back.
A little Holland off carry.
I think he danced forward for 3. Harold Hacker, leading tackler on the year with over 30 in there on the stop for Academy. Excuse me. Gain of 3 for Holland officially. Ball marked for play at the 32. Hacker's been all over the place. He's on the offensive line for Academy, and he is a very good linebacker. Snap to Maurer, fake handoff to Holland, play action, here comes pressure. Maurer eludes, he's way back behind the line of scrimmage. Now he scampers up to it, over it, got about five or six. Boy, he ad-libbed down to about the 30-yard line of Academy. That sets up a big third and five.
He had Eilerman wide open, but he could not pull the trigger because he had too much pressure on him.
Third down, a little over five to go for a first down for Fort Loramie at the Academy 30-yard stripe. Enormous play. Four down territory for the Redskins. And looking over the formation, slot right, two receivers wide side. Four-man defensive front for Academy. Play action. Here's a little jailbreak screen to the left in the hands of the receiver and out. No good. Intended for Eilerman at the 36. He was the hot man. It was zipped by Maurer, maybe a little too hot to handle. Eilerman was in a mix of white jerseys. Might have been able to chug ahead for five and a first down, but nonetheless, it's fourth down for the Redskins and five to go from the 30 of Academy. Uh-oh, we've got a defender jumping. Now, the scoreboard, Chuck, says fourth and six. I don't think this five-yard penalty.
It won't.
It will not officially give the Redskins a first down. It's going to be fourth down and 2 feet to go for Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage, the 25 of Academy. 5 yard pre-snap foul against the Vikings. Clock stopped, 7.5 to go here in the third. Redskins need less than one. Maurer's in the spread, 5 yards behind the line. Delayed handoff on the play to Holland. Oh, he's smothered. He lost two. That's happened far too often in this game tonight.
I think you need to come up. You need to fake it. You need to do something. They're not getting any line push at all, especially on the right side.
Oh, that's one that Fort Loramie would love to have back. Put that ball in the tummy of Holland, take it out, and rely on Maurer to shake and bake and do what he can do.
Holland had no chance. It wasn't his fault.
No.
He took one step, and there were three defenders there.
He was drilled. This defensive front six of Columbus Academy, as noted before the game by Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells, is very good, and they are backing it up. Here's pressure. Oh, it's a middle screen. The quarterback, Spalding, throws. It's picked off. It's intercepted by Fort Loramie at the 23-yard line and run back to about the 15. A big mistake for the quarterback.
Well, Loramie read the screen that time, and they had a spy, and what a great job. Stepped right in the middle and took that one.
Somehow, some way, Chuck, we've got to get the number.
I'm trying to get
the Redskin who picked it off.
32.
And that might have been one of Fort Loramie's defenders, Darren Eilerman.
32 is the one that's happy and celebrating on the sideline.
Okay, we'll give Darren the credit. From this far away, couldn't quite tell. Big play by Darren Eilerman.
It is. They're hugging him. The coaches are hugging him.
Oh, he made the intercept. Middle screen tried. Here's Caleb Maurer back to pass. He's looking to the end zone on first and 10 from the 16. It's caught 3 yards deep in the end zone. Touchdown, Redskins. First play from scrimmage after the turnover, the takeaway by Fort Loramie, and a strike is thrown by Maurer right into the tummy of, I think, Logan Eilerman, a few yards deep in the end zone. Wow. He had defenders on his back, but he was able to make the shield. He got between them and the ball, and he bear-hugged it to his chest. Big extra point for the tie by Aiden Bolin. 14-13. It's a very low snap. The kick is away by Bolin, though, and he got it. Wow.
Great job by the holder that time. The ball came back on the ground.
Indeed. Beautifully done. Quite tenacious before Loramie. Extra point try just inside the left post. And we have a new game, 14-all, 7-10 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Isaac Ratterman kicking off for Fort Loramie from the 40. The Redskins have tied this game up. Between 4.5 seconds left in the second quarter and 7:10 left in the third, the Redskins have tallied two touchdowns on forward passes, one to McGee, one to Eilerman, and it's a 14-14 deadlock. New game. And here's another one of these kickoffs that hugs the ground to the 32, and Academy falls on it right there. Fort Loramie, with great respect for Kolodny and Jenkins, who return kicks for Academy. Academy, with very good respect for the likes of McGee and Eilerman and Ratterman, who return kicks for the Redskins.
Yeah, I don't think you want to kick the ball right down the middle of the field and let either one of those returners for Columbus Academy have a shot at it on the run.
Right. 7:09 to go, third quarter of this game. It's tied up at 14. Sophomore quarterback Cole Spaulding, 6'2", at the helm, gives to Kolodny. He sidesteps one man 3 yards behind the line, not another. He's pulled down. Got maybe to the line of scrimmage. That's it.
For a run that gained nothing, that was as hard as you'll ever see a kid run the ball.
Fort Loramie selling out there on first down against the run. Nate Berger, inside linebacker, textbook tackle. Second and 10 for Academy. Down to 6:40 to go in the third. Game tied at 14. Vikings of Columbus Academy to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the wide side here. Fort Loramie backing off blitz pressure. Three down linemen for the Redskins. No four. Toss sweep to Kolodny. Looks for an avenue. He's stacked up. Gain two. That's it. Third and 8 coming. Kolodny was slowed down. Good pursuit to the ball by the Redskins, led by Ratterman. Third and 8, important play. Possession down here for the Vikings.
Somebody that runs the ball that hard. Loramie now doing a really good job of initial hit and getting people to the ball.
Officially 3rd and 7. Ball marked for play at the 36. Line to gain the 43 for the Vikings. Three receivers to the left. Let's see if Spaulding comes this direction. Or does he throw to Jenkins back to the right? Oh, it's a screen attempt. Thrown middle of the field. Deep drop to Spaulding. Fired to Jenkins. Jenkins hit at the line of scrimmage. Tries to reverse his field. And he's snared by three or four red jerseys. Play goes for minus 2. Wow. Fort Loramie's gone to school against the screen.
You think they might have talked about that at halftime?
Oh, yeah. Academy with 2 first half touchdowns on screen passes, and Fort Loramie has not let that play get loose here in the third quarter. Snap from center on the punt, goes over the head of the punter. He goes way back to the 10 to get it, and then amazingly, he gets off a line drive kick while he's being chased by three red jerseys. How did he do it?
I couldn't see, but I'll tell you what, that's an athletic play by a punter.
What a play by Ulbrich. That was a Houdini if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I couldn't see because I had people standing and I got a wall, and all of a sudden I saw the ball going that way, and I went, my goodness, he got that punt off.
Snap way over his head. He retreated to the 10, and somehow or other, he was able to hot foot it away from three red-jerseyed would-be tacklers from Fort Loramie, angled toward the sideline, and was able to punch it rugby style. Redskins have it at their own 38. Spectacular play by the punter. Caleb Mowers way back to pass in the pocket. He is being slowed down. No one available. Drilled behind the line of scrimmage. It's a QB sack turned in by the Academy's Hacker. 31-yard line setback of about 8 on the play.
Wow.
Second down and 18 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Just over 4 to play in the third quarter. 14-14 tie. It's been an interesting game tonight, to say the least. We've had a little bit of every single thing. Maurer back at the 22, looking near sideline, trying to hit over the shoulder of the receiver across the 50. No good, too far. Spencer Knopf playing some wideout. He's the Fort Loramie punter. And that's a couple now that have been attempted for him. That one was a bit lengthy. Jenkins in the area for Academy. And it sets up a third and plenty for Fort Loramie.
I think if he makes that catch or gets his hands on it, Jenkins was going to jar him away from the ball because he was getting ready to hit him.
4 minutes to go, third quarter. Third down and 18 to go for a first down for the Redskins at their own 31. Maurer in the spread, sets up to throw, fires middle of the field. Fort Loramie receiver going down inside the 30, trying to make a spectacular play, and it's shaken loose by three white jerseys. Logan Eilerman is a marked man. So it was Christian McGee who ran a skinny post down the middle. He was spied on by three defensive backs.
That's what you talked before the game. They got two safeties, and they're playing zone. They're playing strictly zone, no man-to-man.
Fourth and 17, Knopf to punt it for Fort Loramie. He's back at his 17. You don't want to let Jenkins catch it in stride.
No.
He is gifted, speedy. He can make you miss. He's got a touchdown on a screen pass already in this game. The punt is short. Takes a good Fort Loramie hop. Hit at the 50.
Perfect.
And spun to the 33. Nicely done. Yep. First and 10, Academy at the Vikings 33-yard line. This game, Chuck, has got the makings of going down to the wire.
The momentum shifts in this game are amazing.
Tell you what, Academy was stopped cold on its last offensive possession, netted nothing. The snap from center in punt formation went way over the punter's head. He miraculously went back, gobbled it up, circled 20 yards to this side of the field, and managed to smack it downfield rugby style. Here's the snap back to Spalding. It rolls past him. It's on the ground. The quarterback for Academy races back and handles the ball at the 15-yard line. Academy's snaps from center are a little off target right now. I should say way off target. 3:25 to go, third quarter, and Academy loses on that play, Chuck, about 17 yards.
Well, they have negative 15 yards in the third quarter.
Second and 27 for Academy at the Vikings 17. Well, be wary of that middle screen. Sophomore quarterback Cole Spalding takes the snap at his 10, fires right sideline. Out of bounds pass play, good, just inside the stripe. Receiver steps out. Very small advance of only about 4.
On reception.
So it's third down and 22. Third and 22. First down play was a wild snap.
Yeah, sure. Neither one. The quarterback nor the running back, they were talking to each other as the ball sailed between them.
Right. They were not aware the ball was coming back. Second down play went for a small advance of 3 or 4. It's third and 22. Another snap gets away from the quarterback, Spalding. Does he get it back inside the 5? Yes, he does. He managed to squirm on the ground and reach out with his forearm and pull it into his body. Let's see where it's marked for play. Maybe just outside the 5 at the 6.
Number 83, Damian.
And now Ulbrich is back in punt formation. Damian Bruns was in on the quarterback for Fort Loramie. kick by Ulbrich. Low line drive. It hits at the 35, taken by the Redskins at the 45 of Academy. A return, far side of the field, a little alley available. Ball brought back near the 35-yard line. Redskins knocking on the door again. Academy has played this second half deep in its own end.
They've run four plays in the second half of negative yardage, and it's 36 yards they've lost on four plays.
Academy has given up the tying touchdown, and wow. Academy's got to be on edge at this point. Fort Loramie threatening once more. Line of scrimmage, 37. After the punt, line of scrimmage had been the 5. Kick was made from 6 yards deep in the end zone. Running play, Fort Loramie not getting a thing. Here come 1, 2, 3, 4 white jerseys from Academy to the ball carrier Holland, and they wrap him up after he picked up 2 feet.
Well, I think you look and you fake that and you let Maurer run the ball. He's been their most effective runner tonight.
Jockus in there on the last tackle, along with Gouin, defensive right tackle and end for Columbus Academy. They diagnosed it. Second down, a little more than 9 for the Redskins. 36 of Academy. Deep drop by Maurer. Here comes pressure. Oh, what a play by a defensive linebacker for Academy to drive a shoulder into Maurer and knock him flat way back at the 47. It's Jenkins with another grandiose play. He's been phenomenal. And Fort Loramie's had good field position, Chuck, but they continue to go in reverse. Having a third and, 18 or 17 last possession, third and 20 here. This is a 14-14 tie with a minute to go in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie, which had great field position at the 34, now must complete an unbelievable play on third and a whole lot. Here's a pass down the left side. Maurer was skipping around in the offensive backfield, finally delivering down to the 35-yard line. Caught. Boundary far side. It was Knopf who reeled it in. Productive play, setting up a more manageable 4th and 8 for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage officially marked for play at the 35 of Academy. seconds to go, third quarter. Game tied at 14. Long cadence by Maurer. The quarterback for Fort Loramie gets the play call from the sideline. High snap. He steps back in the pocket. He wants to run. Oh, he's in danger now. He's way back at the 50. A late heave near sideline. Does Fort Loramie make a circus catch? Oh, my goodness. It's caught. It's caught. Wow. Celebration Redskins. Miraculous play by Logan Eilerman amidst 4 or 5 white jerseys.
Unbelievable.
He went way up in the air. You talk about climbing a ladder. Oh, he came down with it at the 16. Redskins had third down, Chuck, and better than 20, and got it.
He threw that into a whole bunch of people. That was a heck of a catch.
A pass play to Knopf, and then a brilliant reception. Downfield by Eilerman. Redskins try to run it right side. Holland gets a block, stays on his feet. Formidable run by Will down to about the 9. He garnered at least 7 on the play. Final seconds, third quarter. It comes to an end. What a game. We're tied at 14. 3 quarters in the books. Fort Loramie 14. Columbus Academy 14 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com, and hits 105.5. Redskins set up shop starting the fourth quarter with a second down and three to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage is right about the 10-yard line of Academy. Final 12 minutes of this game, we're tied up at 14 each. Redskins two receivers to the left. High snap to Maurer. Give right up the gut. Holland meets resistance at the 8. Slides off a tackle, falling forward to the 5, maybe the 4.5. Picked up the first down. It's goal to go. Here's where Academy's played very good defense most of this night. Not a good third quarter, Chuck, for running backs.
Oh, no. 0 yards for Loramie because of sacks and bad snaps, and minus 29 yards on the ground for Columbus Academy.
In part because of bad snaps,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
Maurer deals to Holland behind the offensive wave up front. He powers. He's at the goal line. Got it. Touchdown. Will Holland put his head down and chugged and churned for 6. And the Redskins take a 20-14 lead. Opening half minute, fourth quarter of this game. Offensive line for Fort Loramie trying its very best, Chuck, to assert itself here in the second half.
Yeah, and Holland got a real good running start that time because they gave him enough room that they weren't waiting for him in the backfield.
Critical extra point for Bolin, trying to make 3 in a row. Here's the kick. Uh-oh, we've got a flag flying. Was the kick signaled good?
The kick was good, and it was the rusher bashed into the... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. A legal procedure some way, somehow, in Fort Loramie.
Whoa. But how is that still? You can't run over the holder like he just did. He just buried him.
I don't know if that was ruled a pre-snap foul or what.
Well, I guess maybe it was.
If so, it was called very, very tardy.
Well, I think it was an illegal formation, which is not a pre-snap foul.
Well, now the extra point is tried from the 15, so it's a 25-yard kick right down the middle. PAT by Bolin.
Man.
Wow. Look at him send that one into the atmosphere. He smashed it 45 yards, Chuck. Extra point was perfectly centered, and he smacked it to Timbuktu. What a kick by Aiden Bolin. And the Redskins lead it 21-14. Three straight touchdowns by Fort Loramie. One in the second, one in the third, one here at the outset of the fourth. Timeout on the field as we start the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Columbus Academy 14 on scoresbroadcast.com, and hits 105.5.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, Fort Loramie has offset, Chuck, a very poor first half with a better second half, and has now emerged as a 21-14 leader over Columbus Academy with 11 and a half to go in this game.
Well, it goes back to that touchdown with 4 seconds to go at the end of the half to make it 14-7. That allowed them to go into the locker room with some enthusiasm compared to what they were going to be in, down 14-0, and no, they played terribly.
Yeah, that score breathed some new life into the Redskins for sure, no question. Here we go, kickoff for the Redskins. It's been a night of low ground-hugging kicks, limiting the returns. This one's a line drive on one hop, taken by Jenkins at the 15, up the near side, and he's plowed into short of the 30 at the 29. First and 10 for Columbus Academy at their own 29-yard line.
That was Hoying on that tackle. Nice job.
Thomas Hoying, clinic hit downfield, wrapping up the return man. And it's first down, 10 yards to go for Columbus Academy at the Vikings 29. And I tell you what, Chuck, they've had a couple of huge plays in this game. A 71-yard screen for a score, a 29-yard screen for a score. Not a whole lot of production otherwise.
No, and Loramie, this half have stuffed three of their attempted screen passes. One interception.
Spaulding has got two receivers flanked left, one to the right. Kolodny alongside. Spaulding fakes to Kolodny. Spaulding fires a pass left flat, 4 yards downfield short. It skipped toward the receiver. Intended on the play for wide receiver Rex Whitney, 5'11 senior, second and 10 for Academy. You can tell, Chuck, other than the screen, the forward pass, not the strong suit of this team.
No, and they haven't been able to really run the ball. So, I mean, Loramie up 21-14 is outplayed. They got, Loramie's got 14 first downs to 3 for Columbus Academy.
Isn't that something amazing? Stats don't always tell you the story. Here's Kolodny, right tackle. He squeezes through a hole, stays on his feet. He is still trying to chug for an extra yard. Finally met and decked up over the 30 at the 32. He leaned forward for 4. Those were tough yards.
And I'll tell you what, they held him up and Cotner blasted him on that play. He should have gone down about 2 seconds earlier.
3rd and 7 for Academy. 10:51 to go, fourth quarter. 21-14, Fort Loramie has finally overtaken the Vikings. Redskins once trailed 14-0. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left. Let's see if Spaulding tries to get it into the hands of Jenkins, his speediest man. It's a screen in the right flat. It's near the Fort Loramie sideline, into the bench, out of bounds. It's thrown. Fourth down. You have to wonder how much more fluid this Academy offense would be with its number one signal caller, Jack Yeoman, a junior.
Yeah, you're not real sure. I mean, but it's all part of the game.
Yep. 10.5 to go in the fourth. Redskins cannot afford any more turnovers. Ulbrich in punt formation, low line driver, hits at the 48, scoots to the 40 of Fort Loramie. It's snared there by Eilerman, who reached out with a first baseman's mitt, snatched it.
Punter had a guy run by him, and he dove to the ground and then looked up at the official, and the official just kind of went, looked like soccer.
So it was an acting job?
It was not a really good one either.
Okay. No Emmy awarded.
No.
1st and 10, Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage officially 41-yard line of the Redskins, who've been blessed with very good field position here in the second half. Here's the fake on the inside handoff, and Caleb Maurer, the quarterback, is lassoed behind the line and thrown down, slow to get up. New line of scrimmage at the 39. Play went for a -3. Very good defensive play by Gouin.
There were three defenders in the backfield waiting for the play.
Yep, Sean Michael Gouin, spelled G-O-U-H-I-N. Stellar performer for this Academy club. Big hit there. 2nd and 12. Maurer fakes play action and then throws down the middle of the field. Open receiver near the hash mark now. Caught! inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. Coverage was there, but it was one-on-one. And it was caught by Eilerman again. And that's what Caleb Maurer wanted to see, single coverage. Eilerman beat it by half step. The throw was there. The wind helped carry that football just over the outstretched fingertips of the defensive back of Academy. And Eilerman pulled it down from the 17, first and 10 Redskins. Snap back to Maurer, hand off to Holland, outside right tackle. He's got a crease, stays on his feet inside the 10, scurries to about the 7. Very close to a first down, maybe a half yard short. Redskins knocking on the door to go up two scores. Ahead 21-14, 9 minutes to go in the fourth.
Well, the way Academy has shown that they can break one, the two-score lead right now would be huge.
Yep. Fort Laramie would love that extra cushion. Second and one officially. Line of scrimmage, the 8. Caleb Maurer in the spread back at the 15. Fakes to Holland. Maurer's going to keep rolling around the right side. Does he get to the first down marker or not? Not much room over there. Real estate went away from him immediately. He got to the boundary, was flushed out. Falkenheim on the hit. Gain of about 5 feet, good enough for a first down. New line of scrimmage, the 7.
First down.
Well, I thought for an instant there, Chuck, Maurer might be caught at the 10.
Their penetration on that defensive line is impressive.
Yeah, the front 6 for Columbus Academy, the best set of defensive linemen and linebackers that head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Laramie said that his team might see all year. Goal to go, Redskins at the 7. Maurer to Holland. Squeezes between right guard and tackle. Digs hard down to maybe the 3. Stood up right there. Goal to go, Fort Laramie. 7:40 to go. Fourth quarter. 21-14. Redskins lead. Once trailed 14-0. Packer on the last tackle for Academy. Line of scrimmage marked officially at the 4-yard line. Be interesting to see if the Redskins would kick a short field goal if they're left with 4 or 5 yards to go.
Well, as long as he kicked that extra point, he's got the leg for it.
Handoff on the play, Holland again. Oh, he stood up right in his tracks. No gain on the play. Goal to go from the 3.5 or 4. When you're the 7-minute mark, each team a full complement of 3 timeouts remaining. Scoreboard gives Holland 1 on the last tote of the football. Third and goal from the 3. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. I might get it back to the left and center it up. Here's the snap back to Maurer. Nope, not yet. He looks to the near side for a late change in the play call, perhaps. 21-14 Redskins. High snap. It goes back to Maurer. Quick hitter, Holland. And he bounces off one man at the 3. Might have fallen forward to the 2. 5 or 6 white jerseys. Stack him up. Goal to go, Redskins, at the 2-yard line. A 3-point field goal would lift the Redskins to a 2-score lead. And here comes the unit on.
I think that's the only Asher play. On that extra point where he had to kick it from 5 yards back, he made that thing by 30 yards.
The only challenge here, Chuck, it's an angle.
Well, it is an angle, but it's not a bad angle for a right-handed, right-footed kicker.
It's from the right hash. It's a 21-14 Fort Laramie lead. Goal to go from the 3. It's a low snap, and the kick is blocked. Kick's blocked. It's a touchback. It just did not work. The ball was on the ground coming back. Terrific penetration by Academy.
And another bad snap.
Yep. And Columbus Academy takes over at the 20, still within striking range. I like the idea, the plan.
Oh, I do too.
Yep. You got to play the scoreboard. 10 points puts you ahead by 2 scores, and darn near puts the game away.
Well, the call was good. The execution was not.
Right. 5:48 to go, fourth quarter, 21-14. Fort Laramie in the lead over Academy, which has the football first and 10 at its own 20. Sophomore quarterback, Cole Spaulding. Fakes to Kolodny, end around, near side. Can Academy break it? Near sideline, room to roam. It's Jenkins. Jenkins is up for the first down. He's got more. He's got 20 on the play all the way out to the 40-yard line. I said Jenkins. It was the man in the slot. It was the man in the slot, Alpert, a junior wide receiver, but he came back around in motion from his slot position and took the handoff, and he rolled for 19 from the 20 to the 39. He had the first down and then some. First and 10 Academy, their most productive play in two quarters. Inside handoff to Kolodny, nothing there. He pops it wide. He's heading toward the boundary, far side of the field, rolled to the turf after gaining four to the 43. 5:24 left to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Columbus Academy 14. It's going right down to the nubbin.
Sounds, it's starting to feel a little bit like last year when if Academy scores, I guarantee you they'll go for two.
Good point. Academy beat Fort Loramie last year in Gahanna 29-28. Redskins rallied from being down 14-0 in that game, led 21-14, then 28-21, and were beaten on a two-point conversion. Flag on the play. Spaulding to throw. Near sideline. Popped up in the air by the Redskins. Nearly picked off. And then on the rebound, Academy dove. Nearly scooped it off the turf in time. Marker down. It was a second and six situation from the Academy 43. And I think it's a legal procedure
against formation,
the visiting team.
Got a break. Oh, that should have been intercepted. And then it was a catch.
Oh,
good concentration by the receiver.
If it's a pickoff by Fort Loramie, the interception might go the distance
yep.
to our left. So it's going to be second down and 11 for Academy from their own 38, which you know sooner or later, Chuck, is going to unveil the screen pass again.
Right. It's the sixth game of the season. They cannot be happy with having illegal formations.
Nope. Three receivers near side. Quarterback Spaulding rolling this way. He's 10 yards behind the line. Now he's going to run. Breaks contain. Look at him go. He makes one man miss at the line of scrimmage. Wow, he winds up gaining on the play a big chunk of yards as he skipped ahead for 12. He was nearly caught 10 yards behind the line. What a job by the sophomore. Roger Hoing, Ethan Kaiser finally caught up with Cole Spaulding, quarterback for Academy. It's a third and two. What an ad-lib play by the QB of Columbus Academy. New line of scrimmage, the 47. 3:57 to go in the fourth quarter. 21-14, Fort Loramie. We've got bunched receivers to the left. Let's see if Academy elects to use a timeout. It's called. 3:47 to go in the fourth. 21-14 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
What a run by Cole Spaulding, sophomore quarterback for Columbus Academy. He was nearly swamped 8 or 10 yards behind the line, way back at his own 30. He eluded danger, and he managed to scoot to the 47, setting up a third and two for Academy. Third down, 2 yards to go. 3:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Spaulding, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He gives to Kolodny. He stood up at the point of attack, lunges at the last second for maybe one. Fourth down, a yard to go for Academy. Play of the night upcoming. line of scrimmage, the Vikings 48. They must get to the 49.
And Coach Miller was correct in his assessment. The kid falls forward every time he gets hit.
Oh, he sure does. He lugs it ahead with strength. His momentum manages to enable him to work forward for another yard or two after contacted two or three times. Fourth and one, you can bet it's going to be Kolodnik. Play of the game here from the 48. Spaulding keeps. He's in the offensive backfield. Makes a man miss. Gets to the 50. First down for Academy. Wow. Didn't expect that, Chuck, but it worked.
It shouldn't have worked because they were deep in the backfield and he just whiffed on him.
Yep, the penetration was superb by Fort Lauderdale, yep. But you're right.
Had him stopped and he got around him.
The Redskins missed the hit behind the line, which would have given Fort Lauderdale possession and would have caused Academy to turn the ball over on downs. Instead, it's at the Fort Lauderdale 48. Time of the essence now. 2:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Three receivers to the right for the quarterback, Spaulding. He's got Kolodny alongside. He raises up and throws into the right flat and bounces it to his intended receiver.
Was intended for Dylan
Ritzenthaler was the man for whom it was thrown, but well short of the mark.
Well, he doesn't really follow through when he throws it. He kind of shot puts it out there, at least on the passes that he's trying to throw sideline to sideline.
It would appear that the screen is his bread and butter when throwing the football.
You only have to throw that 5 yards.
Second and 10, 48-yard line of Fort Loramie. 2:35 to go in the game. Redskins up 7. Quarterback Spaulding, deep retreat. Raises up, high arching throw downfield by Columbus Academy. And oh my, receivers and defenders are all tangled up with each other. And that might be a defensive hold on Fort Loramie. Redskins have made some mistakes via the penalty route tonight. And that one might haunt and give Academy first down yardage well down inside the 40-yard line. It's a 10-yard foul against the Redskins. That's that defensive holding I was talking about. Yeah. It stepped off from the end of the previous play, which was the line of scrimmage. Throw was incomplete, but it is a first down for Academy, which is now down around the 38-yard line of Fort Loramie.
First down.
2.5 to go, fourth quarter. 1, 2, 3 receivers, trips to the right for Spaulding. Redskins up 7. It's getting precarious, though. Here's a short pass in the flat. Receiver for Academy on the ground, nestles it into his body.
Pass is complete to number 2.
Justin Alpert, the slot back, caught it. And it's going to be a gain of only 2.5 on the play for Academy. Second down, nearly 8 to go for a first down at the 36. Low snap, little pitch and catch by Spaulding. And the hot receiver turns in front of the zone defense at about the 32. Catches, he's decked right now. And that sets up a third and 3.5 to go for a first down. Alpert caught 2 in a row for Academy. Down to 1:45 to go. Snap to Spaulding again. In traffic, in the backfield. Looks and throws. Long pass. Left sideline. Leaping catch is made by Academy. Down inside the 5-yard line. Wow. What a reception by Alpert. He has reeled in 3 straight, Chuck. Justin Alpert, a 5'7 junior. That was a splendid reception.
And nice throw.
Wow. Spaulding hadn't looked good on a few here recently. Nailed that one. Goal to go from the 5. 7-point game. 1:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Snap to Spaulding. Spaulding over left guard. He puts his head down. And he powers to the 1. 1:16 to go in the fourth quarter. 3 timeouts for Loramie, 2 for Columbus Academy. Cole Spaulding, the junior, engineering a great drive. Timeout called on the field. Just over a minute to play. It's crunch time at Fort Loramie. Redskins cling to a 7-point lead, second and one from the 1-yard line for Academy when we return on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Second and goal for Columbus Academy from the Fort Loramie 1. Game in the balance. Big play here. Quarterback Spaulding back at the 5 in the spread. Will he deal to Kolodny or not? Uh-oh, we got motion. Pre-snap penalty against the visiting team.
Quarterback, the center didn't snap it when the quarterback thought he was, and he kind of rocked back a little bit.
So now it's second and goal from the 6. Boy, there have been some critical penalties in this game. Loramie's had a couple big ones against them here in the fourth quarter, enabling Academy to gain additional yards moving down the field. That one cost Academy 5. Goal to go from the 6. Let's see what they do. A minute 16 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 7. Quarterback Spaulding in the spread. He's back at the 12. He deep drop. He's way back at the 20. Did he hand it off to Kolodny or did he keep it? It's Jake Kolodny who took the pitch out. He swarmed way back outside the 10-yard line. Tackle for a loss again, and Academy uses a timeout. It's going to be third down and goal from the 12, Chuck. We'll take a quick break and return. 21-14 Fort Loramie, 106 to go on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, what's up the sleeve of Academy here? Third and goal from the 12. 66 seconds to go. Fort Loramie up 7. Dropped by Spaulding. It's a quarterback draw. No, we've got whistles. Officials are waving. Academy got a last-ditch timeout.
That was going to be a quarterback draw, and I don't think it was going anywhere.
Well, they had 3 receivers way off to the far left side of the field. Flanked a good, 15, 18 yards to the boundary? Way over to the left.
Had them all spread out, and they were going to try to run it up the middle.
Yes, they were. That was the play call. And timeout by Academy. Head coach Robin Miller said, we're going to abort that play before the snap and do it again. Still a minute 6 to go. Fourth quarter. Third and goal from the 12 for Academy. Fort Loramie 21, Academy 14. If you've joined us late, Academy jumped out to a 14-0 lead. 2 screen plays for touchdowns, 1 for 71, 1 for 29. The last 3 scores by Fort Loramie. 1 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 early in the fourth. Here comes Academy to the line of scrimmage. Spaulding's got 3 receivers flank left. He looks that direction, fires middle of the field. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it and bats it down. Or does Academy catch it? No, it's incomplete. 2 red jerseys had Jenkins covered. He was blanketed. Pretty good pressure on Spaulding up the middle, Chuck. Made him throw it perhaps a little bit sooner than he would have wanted.
Right. The 2 defenders there, too, so good coverage.
Fourth and goal for Academy. Here's the ball game right here. Fourth and goal for Academy from the Fort Loramie 12. Redskins up 7. A minute one to go. Three receivers way off to the left. Formation is spread. Quarterback Spaulding, late delivery, middle of the field. Quarterback makes a fine pass. Leaping attempt in the end zone. It's no good. In the hands of the receiver and out. Did he trap it on the ground?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what happened, though. He got interfered with.
The officials are met by...
It was interference.
Officials are met by Academy players in the end zone, and words were exchanged. Academy thought it was a touchdown or maybe interference. The official didn't like what was spoken, and a flag has been thrown.
Yeah, no, he got tackled as the ball was coming to him. Now, my angle, because I got 40 people in front of me, but it might have been over his head when he pulled him down, but there was definitely contact on the throw.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the young man had a little something to say.
Well, to recap the situation, the throw by Spaulding, middle of the field, intended, I think, for Alpert, appeared to be on the money about 3 or 4 yards deep in the end zone.
Oh, we got it.
He was stretched out parallel to the ground, got the ball in his fingertips. It was jarred loose, maybe was hit a split second early.
Yeah.
Who knows? The throw was there. The ball did get to the ground.
Yeah, it was not caught.
And then the official was confronted by an Academy player. A Fort Loramie defender is on the turf. It was officially ruled incomplete. No penalty. Redskins will take over. We are going to take a break and then return. It is Fort Loramie with a minute to go in the game, leading 21-14 over Columbus Academy on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, you hear the applause in the background at Fort Loramie Stadium for Isaac Ratterman, who is putting some weight on a foot. He's helped off to the near sideline. He was shaken up on the last play, which resulted in an incomplete pass on fourth and goal from the 12 for Academy. I'm sure Academy will say that there was interference on the play. Fort Loramie had the receiver blanketed. He was hit as the ball arrived, ruled incomplete. And as a result of an ensuing penalty, the Redskins have the football out at the 27-yard line. Previous line of scrimmage was the 12, 15-yard penalty. And the Redskins go into victory formation, and that should do it.
Yep.
We're down under 50 seconds to go. Fort Loramie leads by 7, 21-14. What an odd ending to this game, Chuck. And I tell you what, of concern right now on the Fort Loramie sideline is Isaac Ratterman. Isaac is a do-it-all on this football field for Fort Loramie football. On the gridiron, he's Mr. Everything. That's going to wrap it up. That's it. Victory formation again. Final 20 seconds will run down. Academy's out of timeouts. It's all over in a hard-fought battle here at Fort Loramie tonight. The Redskins have turned back a strong effort from Academy in the fourth quarter to win it by a final tally of 21-14. This series will resume next year, fourth Friday of the schedule, on the Academy campus in Gahanna. These two teams will meet next season, 1 month into the campaign. The game will be played at Columbus Academy as this rivalry will continue. Last year, Academy wins 29-28. Tonight, Fort Loramie victorious in a thriller by a score of 21-14. We've got a three-minute radio station break upcoming. 3 minutes. Three-minute break next. Redskins defeat Columbus Academy 21-14 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
This is Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hey, welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Redskins hang on for dear life and defeat Columbus Academy by a final score of 21-14. Forward pass from the 12-yard line by Academy. Late in this game, inside the final minute, was ruled incomplete. Fourth and goal from that spot on the field. It was nearly caught. There was a lot of contact. Great effort by the receiver. Good throw by Spaulding. Fine coverage by Fort Loramie. Ball got to the turf. There was no penalty thrown, except for after the play, when words were exchanged between an Academy player and the official. Redskins went to victory formation, and that was it. Big victory by Fort Loramie here at home tonight, avenging last year's setback at Academy 29-28. And a triumph over a D5 program that will gain you some computer points, Chuck.
Well, I mean, you know, they played well enough to win. They actually outplayed them, but they made so many mistakes that it kept them in the game. But the only really scary part is to see Braderman down there still being worked on, and he's such a cog to this team offensively and defensively that let's hope that it's nothing that's going to keep him out for very long. Loramie ended up with 312 total yards to 197 for Columbus Academy. 16 of 31, two touchdowns. Threw that early pick after that. Caleb was pretty tough.
Yep.
Threw for 216 yards, 16 first downs to 6. And McClancy's Players of the Game for Columbus Academy, E.J. Jenkins. He was terrific.
Sure was.
And on the other side, Christian McGee. I thought he had a terrific game also.
Before we do go to Clancy's, I want to let our listeners know all about the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your very best do. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. That's the Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create the style you want. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years doing business, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Last look, Isaac Ratterman, was he on the Batmobile, so to speak?
Yeah, they're taking him off on the cart.
21-14, Redskins win it. Standout performers tonight by both teams. I really like that Jenkins.
Yeah, he's terrific. He had a heck of a game.
For Academy. And, well, Eilerman with outstanding catches, but he was great tonight for the Redskins. Was he your MVP for Fort Loramie?
Christian McGee.
Big, big touchdown reception into the second quarter. And that breathed new life into Fort Loramie. Again, that is Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Fort Loramie pulls it out 21-14 to advance on the year to a mark of 5-2. Next week's opponent is Thurgood Marshall, down at Dayton's Welcome Stadium. More than likely, we will be covering the Marion Local at Anna game at kickoff at 7 on the air with our broadcast pregame segment at 6:25 p.m., I should say, if that did not come out clearly. Marion Local, Anna on Friday. Anna was getting thumped tonight by Versailles. At last we heard, Chuck.
Yeah, it was 28-7 last score I got.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. There are three that are with us each Fort Loramie broadcast in all sports. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Hey, on your way home tonight, don't forget Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. Proud to be a local casual hangout, welcoming you for any meal of the day. We are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout for Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Well, Fort Loramie got it done, and thankfully the defense did the job on the Academy offense in the second half.
Yeah, they shut them down completely. They got really hard at anything except for that last drive. They had a nice run again. That sophomore quarterback didn't do a bad job for them tonight.
No, he didn't. No, he was very respectable. And, wow, I'm sure Academy on the bus ride back to Gahanna will be talking about that very last play, the forward pass into the end zone.
Yep. It was close. I was looking right there, and it looked like he pulled him down. But I don't know where the ball was. The ball might have been past him.
Interference or no, it was not caught. Timely hit in the end zone by Fort Loramie, and that decided the ball game. Came down to one play. Redskins defense stood tall, holding Academy out after they had a second and goal, Chuck, at the one,
yep.
And then were penalized five.
Yep.
Penalized five, and then lost yardage on a play. Fort Loramie's defense turned the tide late in this game. Again, thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, Building Excellence, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. These are our anchor underwriting sponsors, plus the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, HITS 105.5. Again, tentative schedule next week, broadcast time 6:25. It is Marion Local at Anna. For our radio audience, for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, thanks so much to Derek, who manned the board back at the radio station, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. For Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins defeat Columbus Academy 21-14.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.